put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
It's a brand new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A friendly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is now about to hit your ears. It's our weekly get-together here in this space to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. So we have them for this first week of June, actually May 31st to the 4th of June. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, to take kind of an important overview of the big stories. And I'm sorry to disappoint all of you, but among the top 10 this week is not the relationship between Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
I was just going to say, I hope Bennifer made the list this week.
Yeah. Bubbling have. Under.
Right, bubbling, you're right, bubbling. Well, it doesn't seem to be bubbling under with the two of them. They look, I saw a picture of Ben Affleck leaving her house in L.A., and he had the biggest, nicest smile, and he looks the healthiest he's looked for a long time.
Looks the happiest she's ever looked.
Yeah.
I love J-Lo. I'm a big fan of hers, and I never once, the entire time she was with A-Rod, which I thought seemed like a good match, but I never once saw her as, like, relaxed and smiley and happy she has been just from going into dinner when the paparazzi caught them this week and she was, like, kind of all nestled up into his shoulder. And, I mean, they just look like they should have gotten married in the beginning.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool and something neat and wonderful. We all like to see that sort of thing. But as we have just alluded, it's not in the top 10. So let's get to the top 10 stories this week and the people that are on the list. You can find them, if you don't follow along with us for the whole conversation, you can get the list and the replay of this at djvshow.com and at talkers.com. That's where the top 10 stories are listed. So, number 10 on the list, politics. What's going on in the mayoral race in New York, and what's going on in the gubernatorial race in California seems to be galvanizing people's opinions, at least on the coast anyway. I doubt that anybody in Allentown, Pennsylvania gives a damn who's running for mayor or governor. But it's worth a moment or two. So, Jennifer, because you're on the California side of things, how is it changing Gavin Newsom? You sounded a little, we had this conversation earlier in the week on the DJV program. You sounded kind of down in the dumps because the prospects of getting rid of that nitwit who's governor of California, they seem to be waning?
Well, it's just that really the polling, there is not a lot of polling, and the polling hasn't moved much. I mean, if you're going to believe the polling, it probably looks better for Gavin Newsom than for the people who are supporting the recall. The thing that annoys me is that people complain about things a lot. People don't like people a lot. They want to make changes,
and then
it fizzles out somehow. And I know that the Democrat Party is going to throw a lot of money into this race because they don't want the narrative out there that in the most liberal state in the country, that the most liberal state it's going to throw out the most liberal governor in the country. And I know that would be a bad line for the Democrats to toe. So they're going to throw a lot of money into this particular race to try to save him. And I don't know if the Republicans have, or it really in California, it's not even a battle. It's really easy to say the Republicans. But when I say that, I just mean the people who are anti-Gavin Newsom. There hasn't been a candidate that's popped up that I think is stealing a lot of the energy.
Right.
There are a lot of candidates, but even Caitlyn Jenner, I think, has, like, I don't know, at first she
kind
was sounding pretty
out,
good
right?
to me. Yeah, and yeah, there was some stuff, I don't know, she's just kind of, yeah, fizzling is the right word. So who's that person that replaces Gavin Newsom? Because that, even though it shouldn't be part of the equation, because it should just be about the recall, it should just be about that first question on the ballot, recall Gavin, yes or no, people do always consider, well, who comes in next?
Right.
And I don't know if there's someone that's, like, shaking it
Arnold.
Up. Gonna...
Bring Arnold back.
Arnold did not do much for California. I'd like to say that he did. I voted for him twice. But he not only did he not do much for California, because he was stopped by the very liberal state legislature at, like, every turn, but also what he did for the Republican Party in California was not great. Remember, Republicans used to win quite a bit in California, and a lot of people say it's just a shifting demographic that they don't, but Arnold, ever since Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the governor's office,
well, watch as everybody leaves California.
Right. Well, Republicans haven't won statewide office since Arnold Schwarzenegger, so... He wasn't great for the party. Right. He kind of
All right, so let me switch to the
terminated any hope
to the East Coast. You're a former New Yorker and living in New Jersey, close to the situation here, Victoria. So who's running for mayor? I don't see any standout candidates in the cursory look that I have.
Well, about Andrew Yang. He's sort of the front runner. In New York, Eric Adams is sort of his biggest competition. They're both actually pretty centrist. You know, they're not, neither of them are way to the left. There are two other candidates, Maya Wiley and Scott Stringer, who are more considered the more progressive candidates on the farther left.
Andrew Yang is into guaranteed income, though, isn't he?
I think he's dropped that. Yeah, he actually, it's funny because after going after Mayor Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg in the presidential debates, now he's promising to be the next Mayor Bloomberg. So I don't know. I still think he, you know, and Jen's always right about, you know, the political stuff with, you know, hedging bets and things. And so I think name recognition is going to go really far here. Yeah. Andrew Yang made a good name for himself. He had he was likable. He was intelligent. He did really good commentary for, I think it was MSNBC or ABC, one of the major networks that he did, you know, fall after he dropped out of the race. He did a lot of really good commentary, made a lot of sense. I think that he's probably still going to win. This comes up June 22nd is the primary. And so we'll see who the candidate will be. But I think it's still going to be Andrew Yang.
All right, 12 after the hour. This is the overview at the end of the week of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV show hosts. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is with us, and we're going to talk about number 9 in a moment from the perspective of what you're paying for meat at the store because ransomware and those attacks. Number 9 up next. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square there. Enter the promo code DJV. And while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Celebrating freedom of speech on the radio. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week. We're at number 9, ladies, the ransomware attack. And because Victoria spends a lot of time on the air with me talking about the implications of things that are going on in the world of technology, here's big implications from this cyber attack. Right, Victoria?
Yeah, well, this was the JDS. It's the world's fifth largest meat producer. And so it shut down their operations. It shut down slaughterhouses in the U.S. We don't even know the details fully yet of how much money they paid to get their system back online. But we know that that's just how these ransomware attacks are going. And Colonial Pipeline paid $4.4 million. That we know of, that they admitted to. It could be more. Microsoft was hit with this. Apple. They have these ransomware attacks are now. Last pre-pandemic, the average ransom was about $10,000, usually in Bitcoin, so it's untraceable. And now we're up to $40 to $60 million in demands.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so these companies are paying it.
How this is going to affect you is what you pay for a steak at the store. Or in a restaurant, hamburger. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw all of the fast food joints increase the prices of their hamburger. If you've been traveling,
add some more soy. Just add more filling.
Maybe that might be what they do as well. But this is dangerous stuff. And because number 8 is our focus, it is a weekly focus on our relationship with China and Russia. And the Chinese saying this week they're going to increase the attention being paid to developing nuclear weaponry because they're going to have a big confrontation with America. You already have a big confrontation with America there, pal. And the Russians are in on it up to their Mickey. Most of the cyber attacks are done, I think, in concert with Chinese technology using the Russian hackers. And so that's what you got here. You've got all of these things that continue on. We are at war, like it or not. That's the situation, and I don't know that anybody's really confronting it that way. This is a cold war between the Chinese, the Russians, and the West, basically, because it isn't just America. These ransomware attacks are helping themselves to lots of different businesses all over the world.
And we know about the meat, and we know about the energy, and we know about the attempt on the subway. What you may not have heard about, and it was very quietly reported this week, is that a local police station in California, the city of Azusa, had their police station
hacked.
And they just came out with that. So it's like,
well, the DC
this
Metro
must be
police
happening.
Have been dealing with that too.
That's right, yeah. DC Metro. Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about that: law enforcement, food, the supply chain, energy, and
break
transportation.
Yep.
What else is left?
I mean, and what are we doing about it?
Is
where's
really
the leadership?
Serious.
Where's the fix?
Well, the reason China's coming back out, the reason China said this week that they want to up their nuclear weapons, that's a direct response to Joe Biden issuing that I don't know if it was an executive order, but the 90-day commission to come up with the real origins of the coronavirus and if it came from that lab, which
what
we know
that?
It did.
I give the real origins of the coronavirus takes 9 seconds to figure out.
To figure
not
out,
90
yeah.
days.
Well, I
so
think
we owe China a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think we need to be giving ourselves some credit in that department. That's how we punish them for this virus, if indeed they were not transparent about it.
Don't pay them back.
Right. That's it. You just give yourself a discount on your bill. That's it.
Yep, there you go. All right, number 7 on the story list from Talkers Magazine this week is a focus on immigration, what we're doing, the worker shortage here is the big thing as far as I can see. Every place, no matter where you are in the country, up and down the main streets, help wanted, workers needed, please apply. And that's across the board. If you think one of the reasons that things seem to be going up as quickly as they are is strictly the cost of trucking things, because truck drivers are they're down, the legions of truck drivers, and I found this myself shipping stuff around to different places in the country, back to here to the farm. The costs have gone up 30-40% because there are no drivers, and then the cost of fuel, tolls. It's like there was a war against us. You know, the toll, if you pay tolls coming into New York City on the George Washington Bridge, the average truck pays a $100 toll to get across the bridge. You think that makes sense? And so that's why things cost so much more money. That's really what it is. And
I
then
think
the
it's
workers
like 20 for cars now. So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about? And how do they get away with that? Is the question. Okay, lots of questions, lots of answers here at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the TJV overview of what's going on with Women News Talk Radio. As I've said, you can find the list on our social media at Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show. Also, you can find it at Facebook.com/DJV Show. So the comments that we have posted, Jay, here. One of the things that has been a focus this week has been with regard to the race relations stuff, number six, the Tulsa massacre. So you asked a question about when people learned about the Tulsa massacre. It came about as a result of a conversation we had on the DJV program earlier in the week when I said, and the rest of us, I think, all on the same page. I don't remember learning this at all. It's a real hole, another one of those holes in our educational system, the history of America, according to the whites. So anyway, what's the answer? Or what do you find that people...
Pretty much everybody learned about it either last week or within the last couple of years that answered online. I mean, Nobody learned about it in school. Mm-hmm. Somebody did learn about it in college. Matthew Johnson did learn about it in college. Lee Stevenson learned about it last week. Carlos Seifert says the past few years. That was The most popular answers.
What, past few years? Yeah.
The past few years or last
So week, when did you learn about it? When did you, I found, as I said, the discussion on the air this week kind of enlightened me. I didn't know that much about it, and I'm a pretty good student of history. So when did you learn about it, Jay?
I learned about it last year, right after everything with Floyd, and I had heard about Black Wall Street, and I didn't know what that was. I had a different kind of idea of it in my head, and I went to Wikipedia and other sources online, and I learned it was not what I was thinking of in my head. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just from hearing certain phrases about it, I was like, oh, I'm going to Google that. And right. I learned about it last year.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about you, Jennifer and Victoria? When did you learn about the Tulsa massacre?
I learned about Black Wall Street like years ago in a college class. It was one of the cultural history classes that I had taken. But as far as the attention to the massacre, I mean, it really wasn't widespread, I think, until George Floyd.
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I remember learning about it. I remember the Black Wall Street part. That definitely stands out from college. But I didn't really know the details of the massacre. I'd heard about it, but I didn't know any of the details and how widespread this was. This was hundreds of people killed and 10,000 people displaced, 35 blocks of prosperous business burned to the ground. I mean, it was just awful. I honestly learned about that from one of my girlfriends who's black, and she had studied it in, African-American history, and that's how I learned about it.
Yeah. All right. We have asked about what you think the dumbest headline of the week was. What do we have for that, Jay?
Steve Lovely commented, anything that has to do with AOC. Gretchen Stoller says anything with Biden. But Ken Stark came in strong. He even did a screenshot of the headline because he didn't believe anybody would actually believe him. And it was Albuquerque campaign event interrupted by drone with a sex toy dangling beneath it. I didn't know if I could say the actual word.
What, dildo?
Oh, the D word.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah. So that was real. That actually happened. And that is probably one of the best news stories I searched out and found yesterday as well. Thank you, Ken Stark.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, the story of a high school valedictorian using a speech to discuss the situation that happens when you are pregnant, and the whole discussion of abortion has surfaced here. It's a pretty interesting story. What are our listeners saying?
Most people felt like it was similar to celebs using award shows to speak on something different than just accepting the award. A lot of people, pretty much everyone, disagreed with this high school valedictorian. Susan Nelson says...
Disagreed with the point of view or the venue that she used to discuss it?
Both. Susan Nelson says she's just another radical left big mouth is all. Maybe her mom should have had one, too.
Oh, lovely. And that woman's probably pro-life, right? Sure.
Aaron Bramblett says, sounds like a nut job to me. Solution, buy a gun, learn to use it, take it everywhere. Chances of getting raped go from almost zero to zero.
Wow.
One in four women is raped, mister.
There's not a lot of empathy.
I love how people are so ill-informed on women's issues. The chances are almost zero of a woman getting raped. Check your facts, dude. It's a lot more than that. It's one in four women.
All right, dude. It's 28 past the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. And there he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Farah's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Farah's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Farah's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour here, another half hour overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine from the perspective of the DJV program. If you want to hear more of the DJV show, a lot of people hear this program over the weekend. You can check our daily downloads and hear our discussions of various issues of things that are reality in life. For example, most recent download is a focus on Derek, well, in part, Derek Chauvin's prosecutors looking for that 30-year sentence. We talk about the Bachelor replacement host, the name Karen, baby name Karen, doesn't seem to be too popular anymore. We talk about that. And there was a conversation we had about that new swimming pool at the hotel in London. It's 18 stories high. You can swim in it. It's a glass pool, and you can look down to the 18 floors down to the lobby of the hotel. So who wants to do that? We all had kind of the willies when we were talking about that. That doesn't sound. Then all
I think
of was
the gigantic James Bond movie. Yeah. And like the bad guy's going to shoot it out, or James Bond is going to shoot it out. Somehow I feel like it doesn't end well for the, in the pool.
Right. And then also on the DGB download is a focus on James Dean's car. The death car sold for about, what, $400,000, I think, at an auction. So those are the kinds of things we talk about daily. Check them out live on the DJV Show. You can hear it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And certainly this conversation becomes part of what is archived for the weekend. So let's see. The business about the investigation, number five. I give this short shrift, but it's not fair for me to shut other people out. I think this is a bunch of nonsense. I think there is an investigation, I suppose. I mean, what are you going to find in an investigation with the obvious? What happened on January 6th?
Oh, I wasn't sure which investigation you were talking about. You're talking about January 6th.
The January 6th investigation. Yes,
right,
sorry.
Okay. I was thinking China, but okay, January 6th,
I think the big story is that the Senate voted not to move forward with the investigation that was voted on in the House, and so that brought up a couple of questions this week. Was Joe Biden going to order a presidential commission? Because that's something that he could do in his power. He said this week he would not do that. Instead, he would kind of toss it back and try to put the pressure on Congress to make this happen again. Nancy Pelosi said she wasn't going to pressure Joe Biden to do it, that she might try to go it again to get people on board. It also brings up the debate about the filibuster, because this is the first legislative filibuster that Republicans used during the Biden presidency. They haven't filibustered anything else before. And so, of course, the question is, are Democrats who are now in power going to throw out the filibuster? There's been a lot of pressure from the progressive left to dump the filibuster. My only warning is, and it's funny to, like, I mean, there's like three people with like some sanity in the Senate who are saying, wait a second. And Kristen Sinema is one of them. She's a Democrat from Arizona, saying that we are so divided right now. It's something that I think we said on the DJV show this week, that if one party's in office and it happens to be your party and you get rid of the filibuster, good for you. But when the next party comes into office, you're not going to like it when there are no checks and balances. And it's why, look, Trump was pressuring Mitch McConnell to get rid of the filibuster, and I thought that was wrong. I thought that that was a bad move, because it's very short-sighted. And it's the same reason I feel like it's a bad move now for Democrats. It's not just because my team isn't in power. It's, what does this do? And really, you see how crazy and chaotic the House gets. If you take away the filibuster from the Senate just turns into the House Part 2. It's no longer the more serious body. And I don't know. Then consensus really will be gone, because you won't – people just stop trying to get people on board with their ideas. I think
you're so right, though. People have no long-range vision at all in elected government. Everything is just
business right now. Business,
and you're right. I mean, you make that decision and you go, oh, this is so great. What a huge win for us. And then, and us can be either side. And then the tables turn, and then it's, oh, you know, it's un-American. They took away the filibuster. You know, it's going to be the same thing. It's a mess.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, all you have to do to know the perfect example of why this isn't a great idea is that to get things done, Harry Reid, when he was in charge of the Senate, changed the rule about how judges are confirmed. You used to need 60 votes to confirm a judge, but he blew it up and he changed it to just a simple majority. And so flash forward 10 years, and Democrats were pretty upset that all you needed was a simple majority when Trump was appointing three Supreme Court justices. They would have wished that that was in place. So at some point, this comes back to haunt you, and you know, I know it's very hard, and we're all political, and I know I'm guilty of it, we're all guilty of it, but you have to think about what's good for the country, and this is what's good for the country, is to have
all right, let's
spend
a good deal of time. There are a lot of variants on the COVID discussion this week: vaccines, politics, stats, mask rules. Is the end of the pandemic finally in sight? We will discuss that after this. Story list now from Talkers Magazine. The week of May 31st to June 4th is in our focus. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10. Starting at number 10, politics in California, New York, political races there, that sort of thing. Number 9, the ransomware attack on the meat processor from Brazil and what that's doing to your pocketbook. Relationships with China and Russia, that seems to always find itself into the top 10. It's number 8 this week. Immigration reform, problems on the border, they're being investigated, kind of, but not being solved. Number 6 are relationships with others with regard to the Tulsa massacre and what we have learned about that. Number five, the January 6th investigation. Number four, what's going on in Israel. And number three, the voter legislation initiatives. Number two, one was COVID, as has been the case. Doug Steffen here, the top 10.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, these are the folks that are involved, kind of inveigle themselves into the conversation each week. We have a top 10 list, and on it this week is Xi Jinping. I never pronounced his name right. I know how to pronounce his name, but I don't think he deserves the respect, so I butcher it just because I feel like butchering it because I don't like him. Number nine, Bad Vlad is there. At number eight, Kamala Harris. Number seven, Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell's at six. Netanyahu is at five. Trump is at four. Rand Paul boomeranging up the list this week, number three, mostly because of his exchange with Dr. Tony Fauci. But Fauci's in here at number two for lots of other reasons beside his conversation with Rand Paul, Senator Paul. And number one on the people list, as you might imagine, President of the United States, Joe Biden. That's the list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and djvshow.com. 42 after the hour, our DJV overview of the charts, the hot hits, the news talk items of interest from the perspective of the research that's done at Talkers Magazine. And I think we ought to spend some time. There's so many different aspects to the COVID discussion. The new workplace mask rules in California, is that something we'll extend all over the country, or is it a replication of what's going on elsewhere in the country, Jennifer?
Well, I think it's actually behind the country. I don't think California's leading on any mask rules because I think most of the country, quite frankly, is
at least half the states. The only place California leads in is a bunch of idiots running there and homelessness, yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's about it.
That's it. And more expensive
to laugh
place
about
to
it,
live.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's, highly taxed state and homelessness. We win there. But, I think there's just June 15th seems to be the big date that Gavin Newsom says he's going to open everything up because, it's magical. June 15th, everything will be fine and everything will be fully opened. And he said at that point, now there's a discussion about whether or not they're going to require employers to have a mask mandate within their confines of their business.
All right. So the number of new cases dropping below 10,000 this week, that's the announcement from Dr. Fauci, who seems to have a problem of his own this week, wrapped around the COVID, the discussions, the email. So what is the impact on him and his future, ladies? Where does Fauci go from here? We were speculating.
I imagine
on
he's going to resign pretty soon.
He's gone.
I think. Who knows? I mean, a lot of these people. I mean, look at Cuomo. We would have thought he would have probably resigned too, but he didn't, and he stuck it out because of the.
But it's
the
kind
attitude.
Of been quiet around Cuomo, hasn't it lately?
Yeah, died down for sure.
Other stuff to talk about, right?
I guess maybe that's what it is.
It's a quick news cycle, and he knows that. That's why, it's a very Trumpian thing that he did. He knows that when there's a scandal, you just let it play out, and people forget about it and move on to something else. I mean, it's a New York style more than anything
concert
else.
In concert with the so-called news media.
It is.
Yeah, maybe ego.
Yeah. Definitely thinking that you can survive, and many times you do. But Fauci has had a lot of trouble this week because his emails were released, and even sources that were once friendly to him, like Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair came out and was questioning what he knew, when he knew it, and why he didn't talk about it. There were, some revelations that he knew that people were trying to tell him. Remember, it's not necessarily what was in the emails. It's how they play against what Fauci has said. And Fauci has said up until a couple of weeks ago that this was from a bat, that this virus came from a bat. And now he's kind of saying, maybe there's some other possibilities. But he was getting lots of emails about gain-of-function research. He played coy about that, saying he didn't know if any of that was happening. Well, it turns out not only was it happening, but there was funding going to it from the National Institute of Health. And what's so stupid, and this is why that he is a bit arrogant, is that this was all public record. But journalists were very favorable to him. That was another revelation from these emails. He had journalists from ABC News saying, I'm going to be kind to you. I'm not going to ruin you. So we're going to, we're going to give you the softball stuff. I mean, he was the darling of the media. And I think that this story really does have a secondary aspect with the news media, because it used to be their function to ask the tough questions. I don't care who you are, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, scientist, doctor, you ask who, what, when, where, how, and why. That's your job. It's not to give favor to somebody.
Not anymore.
Right?
I want access, so I'm going to be nice to them. Meanwhile, the Republicans are saying it's imperative for Fauci to testify about COVID. And that's back to the fact that it started in the Wuhan laboratory. It was manufactured in the laboratory. It was let loose from the laboratory. And anybody who tells you anything different either doesn't know what they're talking about or they're just not telling you the truth. Because that is
well, the one thing
the
I think
line.
That we don't know, I think everyone at this point, not everyone maybe, but anyone with a brain knows that this came from the lab. I know we all are patting ourselves in the back as we all said it here, and we're representing three different sides of politics here on the DJV show that we do every week. But, I think the only thing we don't know is, was this an accident? Because the lab had very shoddy protocols, and that was reported back in 2018 by our State Department, that they reported that there were multiple incidents where the lab was just, they didn't have the safety protocols in place, they were messy, they were sloppy with samples got contaminated. So we know that this lab was not, up to snuff. But we don't know if this was released intentionally. That's what we don't know.
China
and I don't
is at
know
war
we'll ever get
with
proof.
America. They've got all the money now. They're at war. They're going to
I'm not.
Do
look,
stuff
I don't trust
nothing.
China at all. I would not be surprised whatsoever if this was intentional.
They knew.
We just won't be able to prove that.
Well,
you knew it was a problem when they blocked travel within their own country, but were perfectly happy to let everyone else travel out into the rest of the world. And so whether they did it intentionally or not, they benefited and were complicit in the cover-up. And the State Department, another big story is that the State Department, were warned not to pursue the investigation into the origins of COVID-19. There's a whistleblower that just came out, a couple of them. Former department officials said that it would bring attention to the U.S. funding of of gain-of-function research. And this was reported not by a right-wing conspiracy site, which a lot of people like to write off Fox News or Breitbart. This was reported by Vanity Fair. So
there's another right-wing.
This scandal goes deep.
It does. Okay, now, with regard to COVID, you may or may not have heard that the shutdown was the spigot was turned off. The production of Mission Impossible 7, Tom Cruise's new big action film that's been on again, off again. They've halted production again because of a number of people on the set testing positive for COVID-19. That's an interesting reality.
Apparently, he's really fuming, too, because he was mad the first time. Right, and he got caught on, a hot mic screaming at everybody that... and he didn't say anything wrong. He was just he's difficult to work with, and that's what a lot of the crew have been saying, that they kind of wish that, that maybe they would just go back to, pausing, but he wants to push through.
Well, I think there's a message there for all of us, frankly. In America, we were not well off. Now we're much better off. If you go around the rest of the country, I told a story on the program this week about how in India people chuckle, and it's, I guess, a chuckling story. In India, where cows are kings and queens, people are going into special salons that have been set up where cow poop is piled up and people are slathering their body with cow poop to get rid of the virus.
Which it doesn't do, and the doctors have been saying, you're making this so much worse because the hospitals are so overwhelmed in India.
There are some indications that when it dries on you, it might absorb some of the things because the biggest organ in your body is your skin, the pores, whatever in there that could come
you
out.
First. Yeah, there's no science to back that.
Science? Science!
Uh-huh.
All right, ladies.
There's science for everything.
Jay, it's right, exactly. Jennifer and Doug get 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
According to the National Association of Realtors' new policy, expression of Christian views on sexuality and gender is a violation of their policy, which bans engagement in so-called, quote, hate speech. Visit pji.org to download Faith in the Workplace.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to go through our top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do that with me. So let's get started. Number five is the Venmo leak.
Venmo is the app where you can send friends or, merchants money directly from your account into their Venmo account. And so the app has been It's very easy to use, but it's had some issues with privacy, and now it's gone all the way to the White House. A couple weeks ago, BuzzFeed News was able to track down President Biden's Venmo account because the app has a lot of, you know, issues with privacy protocols, and it's not that difficult to find certain people. So we were able to see on the app all of President Biden's, like, contacts from his phone and everybody that's in his inner circle on Venmo. So the best thing you need to do, if you are using Venmo, and I actually just did it this week to tip my hairstylist, but I made sure all my privacy settings were up to date. So if you're when you're in settings on Venmo, make sure you set everything to private. That way no one sees what your transactions are. No one can find you. It becomes a private transaction. So other than that, everything is just public, and Venmo has very little security. So that would be my best advice. Venmo is great to use. Just make sure you're on top of your security for yourself.
Number four on the top five as we head toward number one is a new announcement from Discovery.
Yeah, so we've heard the big news that Discovery is merging with Warner Media, and now they announced the new name. It will be called Warner Brothers Discovery. Very creative.
Very.
The merger was announced last month. AT&T, which owns Warner Media, is going to spin them off. And then Discovery would take over the new company. The interesting thing about the way this deal is structured, Warner Media is so much bigger than Discovery, but yet Discovery is going to become the new bosses of this conglomerate. So Warner Media has Warner Brothers movies, HBO, DC Comics, CNN, and a bunch of other things. And then Discovery, as we know, has a ton of reality shows, HGTV, and, you know, all the Shark Week stuff. So it's a really good marriage of content. As long as this gets approval, they say that they expect the merger to wrap up in mid-2022, and then once they clear all the, you know, regulatory hurdles. However, there's been a backlash on this already, and so we've had some lawmakers say that they want to look into this, that this is just too big of a merger, so we'll see. But the new company, Warner Brothers Discovery, will be investing $20 billion per year in content. That puts them right next to Netflix and even more so than Disney
Amazon.
Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, number three, we're in the same league here, so let's go to HBO and find out how we can get cheap HBO Max.
Yeah, so HBO Max is one of the better streaming services right now. It's definitely the most expensive at $15 a month. So they've this week launched their ad-supported streaming option, which is $10 a month, but you have to sit through 4 minutes of ads per hour, which is really not that bad. One of the other good things about this, if you want to save the money, the HBO originals, like Mare of Easttown is an HBO original, the new Sex and the City show, any of those originals will not have any commercials regardless of how much you pay a month. So I don't really see, unless you're a 4K streaming nerd and you really want that 4K resolution, you can drop down to 1080p and save $5 a month, and I think it's a great deal.
What's the future of Microsoft? That's number two.
Yes, well, I think you want to know this, right? What's the future of Windows Explorer since you're the last one using it?
Thank you.
Yeah, so Microsoft has announced, of course, that they're ending Windows. Windows 10, as we know it, will be gone. Windows Explorer, they've been begging people for the last 5 years to stop using it, although, you know, you and my mom have kept them in business.
Uh-huh.
That's no longer going to be supported at all. It's starting in August of this year, so they're going to have to come up with something pretty quickly, but they've made the announcement that they're going to make an announcement at 11 a.m. Eastern on June 24th. That's when they will unveil the next generation of Windows.
Number one in the hit parade here of the top five tech stories this week is the cyber attack on the meat company.
Yeah, JBS is a Brazilian company that actually is one of the largest meat producers in the world. They supply a fifth of the world's meat, and they were the victims of a coordinated cyber attack. Details are still coming out. We may not know exactly how they got their systems back online or how much they paid, but it definitely caused some of the largest slaughterhouses in the U.S. to shut down, or at least one in Canada. IT systems were suspended in Australia and North America. It was a huge, huge attack. And, you know, this is another Russian group, and this is the same type of thing as our gas line now. It's
wake up, America.
Food.
All right, that's the list, the top five items here. Thanks to Victoria Keeling for joining me. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Former Vice President Pence becoming more visible these days as he considers tossing his hat into the 2024 presidential ring.
In recent weeks, Pence has attended events in two early voting states, South Carolina and New Hampshire. Last week in Manchester, he spoke at a Republican dinner, highlighting issues of interest to conservatives. Pence accused President Biden of campaigning as a moderate, but becoming the most liberal president since Franklin D. Roosevelt. The former vice president also said he isn't sure he and former President Trump will ever see eye to eye over what happened in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, today marks the 77th anniversary of D-Day, when more than 150,000 Allied troops landed on the beaches of Normandy, leading to the liberation of France and Europe from Nazi occupation.
Outside the French village of Ver-sur-Mer Sunday, bagpipes and flyovers for the inauguration of the British Normandy Memorial, bearing the names of more than 22,000 under British command who were killed in the battle. Lord Edward Llewellyn, British ambassador to France.
It stands here proudly in the Norman sun, overlooking Gold Beach, facing home.
Coronavirus travel restrictions kept most veterans from attending in person, but some watched via live stream at Britain's National Memorial Arboretum.
So many dead bodies on the beach.
Bernard Morgan survived the day.
Unfortunately, a lot of them were drowned because the kit they were carrying was so heavy and the poor lads had no chance.
Morgan says he remembers the friends he lost that day every time he puts on his medals. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, El Salvador wants to make Bitcoin legal tender in the Central American nation. The U.S. dollar is El Salvador's official currency. About a quarter of its citizens live in the U.S. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Acthar is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The horse deemed as the 6-5 favorite won the third leg of the Triple Crown yesterday in New York.
Essential Quality captured the Belmont Stakes Saturday. The striking gray colt passed early leader Hot Rod Charlie around the final turn and charged ahead to the wire to win the 1.5-mile, $1 million race in front of 11,000 mostly maskless fans at Belmont Park. Essential Quality finished fourth as the beaten favorite in the Kentucky Derby.
Patrick Foss with that report. NHL got an exemption from Canadian health officials to allow cross-border travel for teams starting in the semifinal round of the Stanley Cup. Ruling means the West Division playoff champ will be allowed into Canada to play the North Division winner. Teams will be required to stay in a bubble and be tested daily for COVID-19. They'll also have to stay in designated hotels and have no interaction with the public. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Georgia Board of Education taking steps to prohibit schools from teaching the U.S. is fundamentally racist and other controversial ideas associated with critical race theory.
By an 11-2 vote, the state adopted part of a resolution drafted by conservative think tank Ethics and Public Policy Center. It contains language restricting external private influences from changing school teaching. The resolution also prevents teachers from being forced to teach that an individual's worth or sense of shame should be dependent on their race or sex. Georgia is the latest state to halt anti-racist trainings and curricula in their tracks. Patrick Foss reporting.
Six people killed in Lexington, Kentucky this weekend when a driver heading the wrong way on I-75 struck another car head-on. Four of the victims were children. The crash remains under investigation. It's the second multiple fatality crash involving a wrong-way driver on the highway since 2019. More at townhall.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for us to do the usual thing, the end of the week. We take time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to go through the stories, the top 10 stories, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They are represented here extraordinarily well. I do say so myself, because it's not me. It's Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher. And so we have the people list, the story list, and we have the convention to talk about that will be held next week. I want to spend a few minutes on that to tell people what they might expect in terms of listening to what's happening in the world with the personalities. That's the big thing. A lot of personalities will be on board in attendance. So we'll get to that after we kind of go through this story list, maybe take a few shots, a couple of cracks at some items here that are on the list. So where do you want to start, story list or people list, Michael?
Well, let's start with the story list. We always do that, and we're creatures of habit. We have a tradition to uphold. People will complain. People will complain if we go with the people list first. Go, what did you, I was expecting the stories list first. Boy, I love that opening music. I just realized how exciting it is.
It is. All right, Phil, play it again. Play it again, Phil.
Listen to that. It's so
play the opening.
It's like old time radio.
Talk radio countdown show.
But you know that old the newsroom from high atop a tower. No, he's not playing it again. Okay, so I'll just go.
No, he's trying for whatever the reason.
The record fell off the turntable.
Yeah, no, he just played it. I don't know where. Yeah.
Oh, really? You see,
right,
more I told you,
than it's worth
you can't change the format. And no. See, even the computer is rebelling. All right, here we go. At number 10, the New York City mayoral race. They had a debate with a whole bunch of Democratic Party candidates. And
no Republicans need apply.
Well, I mean, it looks like, you know, the conventional wisdom in New York is that the Democrat usually wins. However, there have been cases where that has not been the case. And you know who is going to probably win the Republican nomination?
Curtis Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talk radio host from WABC.
Yeah, but
been on there a long time.
But he's such a character. You know, the guardian angel, he wears the red sateen jacket and the beret. And he's sort of like Spider-Man in New York. I had lunch with him once, and he was wearing his jacket and his hat.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was having lunch with Spider-Man. People go, hey, Curtis, you know. Because he's sort of like a local, you know, hero. It'd be funny if he became mayor. That would just be so weird.
Well, it's him versus Andrew Yang, apparently.
Wouldn't that be? Well, yeah. Yang's got problems.
Yin and Yang.
Yeah. Andrew Yang was like a front runner until he went up against real New York politicians and sort of taken his lunch. So I don't think he'll get it, but we'll see. And California politics tied in there. So we have a lot of like local politics going on in New York and in California.
Do you
and
think the people
way into 10?
Do you think the people that are in let's say Ashley, Illinois, are concerned about who's the governor of California, who the mayor of New York is? It's like that old business of the flyover states versus the states on the coasts.
Well, only if you think that our survey has any kind of consequence beyond just a point of interest on a show like this.
There you go.
If we're talking about who's going to be the president of the United States or something, and we're weighing the electoral votes of one population center and another population center versus places that have few electoral votes, then it becomes an issue. But I don't think it's an issue. No. Obviously, they're not as concerned. It is interesting. I mean, I would think that the recall election coming up this fall with Andrew Newsom, or what happened 20 years ago with Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, is of interest to people across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because the mayor of New York City is such a nationally consequential position, as evidenced by Rudy Giuliani's rise and Bloomberg's rise from that spot. They call that the second hardest job in the world. Koch was an interesting character.
Dinkins was, too, I mean, as far as that's concerned. You can think about all the former mayors, but after Bloomberg, who's going to remember that boob Blasio?
Well, he's currently the mayor, so...
I understand,
He's the current reigning boob. Did you call him a boob?
I call him Bob Blasio or Blah Blasio. I just think he's one of the best representations of a know-nothing politician who makes a lot of noise. People pay attention to him for they know not what. They vote in a name, and what you got is a bunch of nothing. I mean, the guys, compare him to the likes of Bloomberg. There isn't even any comparison. And yet they have the same job. It's pretty amazing.
Do you remember a couple of years ago you and I were debating over Bloomberg's chances of getting the nomination?
Yeah, I do remember that. I was still there, man. I say till a bitter end.
Just like a number of Trumpers out there are saying he's going to be reinstated when the evidence comes forth from the MyPillow guy.
Right, yeah. But Trump says he knows he's going to be, and then that's why you look at this guy is psychologically, what's the story with him? He's sure he's going to be reinstated in August. I mean, he just says anything that comes in. Okay, so that's fine. But the problem with that is that people pay attention to it, and, you know, it becomes like the election fraud thing.
In all seriousness, there's concern that his ongoing interviews in which he's saying there was election fraud and that the recounts are going to prove that he is the duly elected president and Biden is an imposter, you know, is not the real president, could lead to more events of January 6th.
Yeah.
And this is a concern. It's a very serious situation. So, folks, if you do believe that the president, the former president, was unfairly, you know, dealt with, you know, because of fraud.
Dismissed.
Well, okay, you're entitled to that. But if you think it's kind of a frivolous thing, you know, sort of seeking victory at the expense of truth and what the hell, you're going down a real dark alley because it could be quite dangerous.
Well, that could be tied to number five, the investigation.
Well, we haven't gotten there.
January 6th. I know. We're still. I should.
We're still.
Quiet.
We're still hung up. Keep on number going. 10. You should be quiet.
At number nine,
social media bias tied with the JBS ransomware attack. That's a serious problem. At number eight, U.S. Relations with China and Russia and the U.S. Afghanistan pullout. A little foreign affairs going on there. At number seven, immigration reform, the economy, and the shortage of workers in the labor market. At number six, race relations, police reform, gun violence, and the Tulsa massacre anniversary. Talk about reparations in Tulsa. Number five, the January 6th investigation debate. There you go. At number four, Israeli political turmoil. And number three, voter legislation initiatives around the country. Number two, Donald Trump. He's a category all by himself. At number two, believe it or not. And then election fraud claims and theories. And with the word theory comes the word conspiracy. Mm-hmm. At number one, COVID-19, vaccines, politics, and stats. And there's your snapshot of the stories. Do you want me to attempt a rundown of the 10 most talked about people?
No. Well, we're going to do that in just a matter of moments here, so stand by for that. The people list up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Reminder time about how to maintain your health and well-being the correctamundo way. That's by keeping the weight that you worked so hard to get off your body, keeping it off. Let's keep it off. You can do that courtesy of this product. That's the best word I can come up with, and good adjective it is. 24 years, Calitrin has been on top of the weight loss game, and more as you gain, you will gain by using the Calitrin way to lose weight. You think that sentence makes sense? Yeah, it kind of does. You gain in your own health and well-being by losing the weight and keeping it off, and that's really what Calitrin does. Keeps the weight off. And when you check out at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calitrin, where you can buy it, where you can find out how it works, where you can talk to somebody in a private session, giving you advice about how to lose weight, keep it off, all kinds of counselors are available at toploss.com. When you check out, this could be a liquid or a capsule, take it before you go to bed at night, but you can get a 90-day supply free when you use the DJV code. Figure it out, find out how it works, how it'll help you out. It's fabulous. It really is. And the underscore is 86% success rate, so you know it works. They've been around 24 years. You know it works. It's all natural. You know it works. So take my advice, if you will. Get healthy. Experience this. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code on checkout. Get 3 months free, and a free shipping situation exists as well. Again, the DJV code at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
All right, so let's go through the people list now here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael, you want to take the top 10 people on this list prepared by you and your folks?
Yep, it's Xi Jinping at 10 and Vladimir Putin at 9. Kamala Harris is at 8. Number 7, Kevin McCarthy. 6 is Mitch McConnell. Benjamin Netanyahu is at 5. At number 4, we have Donald Trump, tied with, of all people, a blast from the past, Sidney Powell. She's back in the game and weaving her web of conspiracies. Rand Paul is at 3, Fauci's at 2, and Biden's at 1. And
Sidney Powell, wasn't she the girlfriend of the president Michael Douglas played in The American President? Remember that movie?
Oh, gosh.
I thought her name was Sidney.
Yeah. Her name was Sidney. I don't know if it was Powell. I don't think it was Powell, but that was Annette Bening.
Yes.
That was a great movie.
That was a fabulous movie.
Yeah.
A really good movie. Tells some pretty interesting stories.
Let's talk about Michael Douglas on the other side.
All right, let's talk about Michael Douglas on the other side. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Greenbox Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code RADIO to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep. All night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
We
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are back in the driver's seat, if you will. Information about the talk radio world, the news talk radio world. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com. Also can find it on the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, and on our social media as well. You asked me to bring Michael Douglas.
Yeah, you mentioned Michael Douglas before, Michael Douglas has a phenomenal smash on his hands on Netflix with the third season of The Kaminsky Method.
It's great. Didn't you love it?
I think it's one of the best things I've ever seen in any on any stage or in any TV show or film. It's that well acted and woven, and I gobbled down the new six episodes. Netflix. Yeah, the problem with watching this show is it goes so fast because it's so fine. It's just so well crafted.
It's so Hollywood, if you will.
Yeah, well, having respect to the stories of Hollywood.
Yeah, but I mean the stories about Hollywood, but it's also done by big time Hollywood people who know how to do this stuff. That's really. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is. It's about as good as the stuff anything he's done. He's really aging because of that cancer, I think. But when he and Alan, there's obviously fabulous chemistry between those two. And
well, Alan Arkin is not in the third season. They just have flashbacks.
He's not?
Yeah, the character dies. I think the real reason is that Alan Arkin just didn't want to go through the pressure at his age. He is advanced years.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there are a lot of older folks in this. Kathleen Turner shows up. It's pretty. Even Haley Joel Osment plays as an adult a role in it. Yeah. It's remarkable. Just remarkable. And I highly recommend it to anybody. I don't normally do that, but
What else is really fabulous that comes? I think. In the same vein as the Kaminsky Method is this mayor from Easttown. If you haven't seen that on HBO, we don't normally talk about this, as Michael said, on this program, but this is something with Kate Winslet that when you see her, you won't recognize it. You don't know unless you really start, who is that person, unless you know it's her. That's what the first episode I saw. I just came across it because I was flipping through channels one night, and I saw this, and I was intrigued with the premise of the show. And then I kept asking, who in the hell is that? And it came to me, it was Kate Winslet, who's she plays an old, frumpy police person in a little town in Pennsylvania. But it's a really good story. I would recommend that.
Yeah, okay. Of course, many people remember her from the Titanic. And it's hard to believe how many years ago the Titanic was.
Yeah, she's 45 now. Yeah.
45? Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. And one of the things, the stories this week is because... She has a little belly a little belly bulge that was part of a love scene that she did with Guy Pearce. They wanted to take it out, and she said, "No, leave it in," which I thought was kind of interesting.
Was her belly bulge based upon being pregnant, or was her belly bulge based on having too many beers?
Probably having a few too many beers, maybe a couple of extra hot dogs or whatever it is. Yes, but it was cool. Okay, let's. I want to put together and give you the opportunity to sort of chime in on the correlative value of China as a main focus in any number of stories that are in the countdown, from the vaccine itself to the economy and how they are playing in that, to our relationship with China and them saying we're going to really up our nuclear arsenal because we're obviously going to have a confrontation with America. And then all of the business of the ransomware and how they're involved in that with their technology. I think with your permission, I'm going to step aside. I want to throw a couple of suggestions out and then get your reaction to it based on perhaps in part what you've heard on a lot of these talk radio programs this week. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
this is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Killark Powerhouse is a substation of Northern California Power Company located on Old Cow Creek near Wentmore. It was built to supply additional power to Keswick and Mountain Copper Company. And as a backup power plant for the Volta Powerhouse, it began generating power in 1904, operated 24 hours a day. On the grounds were the foreman's two-story stone house plus two other houses, a nine-bedroom clubhouse usually occupied by single men, a horse barn, and a dance hall upstairs and a swimming pool. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
And well, we had a cart, stick them in and push the button. You know, everybody thinks we're having all these great advancements.
Now listen to this. From the newsroom high atop Stephen Tower, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show in the air everywhere. Jingle Singles Singers.
That's right.
Who are they?
They are the Stephen Jingle Singers.
Isn't that funny how jingles of that nature still sound reasonable on radio?
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
you know,
I think
jingles.
And we've had that jingle for a long time.
As
long as we've been around doing this.
Do you realize that the people who sing on jingles are real people with real lives?
Not anymore. Don't they have some new kind of synthetic thing that's being announcers' voices and musicians that are all going to be made up by a computer? Isn't that coming along? I thought that was how I saw it.
Oh, eventually they'll have the Doug Steffen program where they'll be able to do
without
the show.
Doug Steffen, right.
Without Doug Steffen. Somebody
well, they have
keyboard.
It with Rush Limbaugh show now, and there's no Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, well, that's a step in that direction. But, you know, but I'm serious. They'll be able to synthesize anything. Computer-generated, you know, Clark Gable movies.
Mm-hmm.
John Wayne comes back. They already have virtual concerts of dead performers like Michael Jackson and Buddy Holly, people, you know, you actually see a hologram of them on the stage.
Yeah.
So,
I wanted to see the Roy Orbison hologram. I haven't seen it. Have you seen that?
No.
That looks like
a
pretty good show. Yeah.
But those jingles are, you know what sounds funny? You ever hear, choruses from the 40s and the 30s? They sound so alien to today's musical tastes.
Yes.
It's just so interesting.
The choruses matured with the advent of the Jordanaires. That's when it changed.
The whole business.
Don't you remember the Jordanaires?
They were on everybody's hit record. They were the boom, boom.
Exactly. Mostly
boom,
Elvis.
Boom, boom. But they were, what's her face? Patsy Cline. They did a lot of those things. They were the quintessential rock and roll sound.
Yeah, they were.
And by today's standards, they sound very, very dated. But
fun.
But they're fun. But basically very seminal in terms of the history of music. So
yeah. All right. So there's our music lesson. Let's get back to talk. I would like to throw this out and then have you bounce around with some of my theories with regard to the Chinese. I think they're important players in at least four of the stories this week. The ransomware attack on JBS and the continuing ransomware attacks, they are enabling with their technology and then the concert of the Russians who have Edward Snowden and some other character, but mostly Snowden, that's taking what they learned from the Chinese and put it to use in hacking things. So there's that. Then there's our relationship with China, the whole business about we are going to go to war and we better be prepared. Then there's the investigation into China with regard to the vaccines, and on it goes. But it was very interesting this week to see how Fauci tried to. I'm of the opinion this time next week Fauci be gone. What about you? You think?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen with Fauci. I truly, and I'm not saying that to be dismissive of the importance of the question. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I find Fauci to be sort of a human being, a man with strengths and weaknesses. At the,
like everybody
the
else.
And the eye of a storm that mm-hmm. has become so politicized. And, you know, I personally tend to think he's not a bad guy, but there are people that hate him.
I don't, but there's all because of the politics. I think he's probably a nice guy. I think he's used exercise bad judgment, it would seem. If you look at some of those, how much time was spent on the air this week talking about those email that came out? What did you think of that as you listened around?
Well, I mean, this is all part of the political connection to the COVID-19 crisis, which was the main story of this era. This is not even a short period, you know, 2 months, 3 months. This is an era, and we're going to be in it for a long time. The ramifications of the COVID era are still playing out. We're not out of it yet. We're on the tail end of it. Hopefully, we don't even know that. So we don't know whether these vaccines are going to need boosters. We don't know whether they really are going to work for a long period. We don't know if there's going to be outbreaks. If it's going to come back with a variant. There's so much, you know, to use the word uncertainty connected to this, and so much political debate over it that anybody caught in the middle, such as Fauci, is going to come out, you know, wounded because mm-hmm. of the slings and arrows that are being shot at him.
Because of the nastiness of so many people. That's apparently part of human nature, part of the things that we learn about our fellow man. And women, it's just we have people with a real nasty side, and one wonders why. Mm-hmm. The number four issue this week, Israeli political turmoil. I got a kick out of somebody who said to me that Netanyahu is finished, and I laughed in the guy's face. I was polite about it, but I said, "You're kidding me, Kenny. You don't even know what this guy, the starch. This guy will be a player. He'll be involved. He'll be behind the scenes. He'll be in front of the camera. He'll be everywhere. This guy's not going away just because somebody, you know, yanked him out and pulled the rug out from underneath him. He just, you don't understand the starch that this guy has. Right? Am I right? Do you think?
You are right. You are right. And in Israel, because the population is low and the politicians are so seasoned, that they keep him around for a long time. And we're seeing a taste with Trump of what it's like in many other countries, where you have opposing political parties and the prime minister is the head of the party that's in power. And they come and they go and they come back.
Right.
They don't go away. So you can be sure Netanyahu, if he is removed from the prime minister position, he'll still be the head of his Likud party and will always be working toward coming back, because they don't have that many leaders in a place that's you know, it's a small country. You're absolutely right. Netanyahu, but he may lose his position.
Position for now, but then comes back again. One of the things, when you and I were there together, we interviewed him in that little closet that was his office. The thing that is most people think about capitals of major countries and the ornateness of the building. You look at London, you look at Paris, you look at some of the buildings in Germany or any big country, our country, and how much is devoted to making our capital city look like something amazing and not like anything else in the world. The Knesset is just a flat, ugly building on the top of a hill. There's nothing to it, really. I mean, the chambers are okay, but when you wander around in the building, it looks like a warehouse.
Politicians in Israel basically conduct themselves as business people. Mm-hmm. They're more like business executives in office buildings than they are ceremonial figures in some type of imperial, you know, ceremonial fanfare with, you know, towers and, you know, pillars and, you know, all of these fancy Romanesque buildings. And we tend as societies to try to aggrandize ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, where it's larger than life. It's, you know, the architecture, the ceremonies. Look at how Great Britain does, you know, with the Queen in her golden, you know, it's made out of solid gold carriage with horses pulling it and guys in
the
uniforms.
Trains.
And
the train the Queen has, it pretty. I took a ride on that once. That was really an experience.
All that ceremonial stuff, societies do that. I mean, it's deep psychology of the human, of the human, you know, condition, is that we like to think that we're part of something that's bigger than us, that's grand, that our culture will be remembered for thousands of years. You know, we were here. Look at our architecture. Look at our pyramids. Look at our castles. Look at our monuments.
In a million years, who cares?
Well, it'll all be gone. It'll all be gone in a few thousand years because everything erodes and history. It's very hard to maintain history because you forget there was nobody there at the time. With video, it's going to be a lot easier than before video because imagine if we had video of Jesus or George Washington on film. You know, it'd be, you know, so 1,000 years from now, if we preserve everything, they'll be able to see Kennedy, be able to see Trump. Whereas now we only have artists' depictions of them and stories. But this whole idea of creating larger-than-life images, you know, flags, eagles, flyovers, it all is to make us feel better about the terrible mediocrity of our existences.
Mm-hmm. Right, as it continues. On the people list from Talkers Magazine, these are the folks that are involved, kind of inveigle themselves into the conversation each week. We have a top 10 list, and on it this week is Xi Jinping. I never pronounce his name right. I don't really, I know how to pronounce his name, but I don't think he deserves the respect, so I butcher it just because I feel like butchering it, because I don't like him. Number 9, Bad Vlad is there. At number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell's at 6. Netanyahu is at 5. Trump is at 4. Rand Paul, boomeranging up the list this week, number 3, mostly because of his exchange with Dr. Tony Fauci, but Fauci's in here at number 2 for lots of other reasons beside his conversation with Rand Paul, Senator Paul. And number 1 on the people list, as you might imagine, President of the United States, Joe Biden. That's the list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and djvshow.com. 44 after the hour, a preview of the Talkers convention coming up next.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While it's unknown how COVID-19 will impact flu season, the CDC recommends that most people 6 months and older get a flu vaccination. Here's Dr. Wendy Wright, family nurse practitioner, with more.
Flu cases often increase in the fall. You want the protection of the vaccine before flu season hits. Several flu symptoms like fever, cough, difficulty breathing, and headache are also COVID symptoms. If you experience symptoms, contact your healthcare provider for guidance.
There are simple ways to protect yourself and your family.
Get a flu shot, wear a mask, and avoid close contact with sick people. Get enough sleep, hydrate, and avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Stock up on essentials like Advil, hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, cold and cough medicine, and a decongestant.
When used as directed, Advil is safe and effective to reduce fever and relieve minor aches and pain associated with the common cold or flu. Learn more at Advil.com.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at NSSFRealSolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie. your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Story list now from Talkers Magazine. The week of May 31st to June 4th is in our focus. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10. Starting at number 10, politics in California and New York, political races there, that sort of thing. Number 9, the ransomware attack on the meat processor from Brazil and what that's doing to your pocketbook. Relationships with China and Russia. That seems to always find itself into the top 10. It's number 8 this week. Immigration reform, problems on the border, they're being investigated, kind of, but not being solved. Number 6 are relationships with others with regard to the Tulsa massacre and what we have learned about that. Number 5, the January 6th investigation. Number 4, what's going on in Israel. And number 3, the voter legislation initiatives. Number 2, Donald Trump. More claims, and number 1 was COVID, as has been the case. Doug Steffen here, the top 10. All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with the bold and the beautiful here. It's back. The Talkers Convention will be a week from today at Hofstra University. And so who's coming to dinner, Michael?
Well, a lot of people, obviously, from you to, my goodness, I mean, we have so many names there. It's incredible. And, you know, it'll be on video so people can see it. We'll let everybody know how they can see it after the fact. It's kind of closed to the industry, so we're not promoting it here. I'm not trying to get people to go to it. But
no, it's not open to the public. It's just one of those things that becomes a conversation piece, like other things that you can find at Talkers, the Heavy 100, the weekly topics that we talk about here all of the time. There's a lot of meat there. And this is one of the things that became a standard, 28, 29 years ago.
It's, Talkers have been around 31 years, so we've been doing conventions, you know, first with NARCH and then Talkers. It's been about 30 years of conventions. Amazing history.
Yeah, it is. All right, so we'll talk about that, and it'll be something that you can follow at talkers.com or at thedjvshow.com. It's 10 before the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman. It's once in a while it feels like the J's never stop. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college law professor at Bentley University, expert on scams, and a great pal. So I'm looking at these stories. You know what? I bet you think the same thing as I do, because oftentimes your mind and mine work the same. Maybe that's what happens when you spend a lot of time with somebody over the years. But some of this stuff is old. Okay, number three this week. Voter lid. I'd like to have you comment on the legal status, the implications of some of the things that are on the talker's top 10 list. So at number three, voter legislation initiatives. Aren't you tired of listening to these conversations, reading about it? It's so old. Can't we come up with something? I mean, look at these other, and I'm not taking a pot shot at the talker's list. I'm just saying from the point of view of people who are supposedly trying to intrigue us with their ideas, the same old stuff over and over and over again. So how do we combat that there, pal?
You know, the mind seems to demand novelty, and there are a lot of topics that aren't going to be resolved quickly, such as immigration law and the environment and, frankly, voting. And this is something where, you know, all of the evidence that came in challenging the last election were deemed to be false. And this was by Republicans and Democrats and courts. So we're pretty sure that that the voting was effective. But there is nothing wrong with legitimately making sure that voting is done properly. However, when it's done to restrict voting, that is as anti-democratic as you can get. And so while states like Texas and others are trying to change the voting laws, they still are newsworthy. So I think we may part ways on this. I think this is a critical story as far as democracy goes. I just wish, and I think you do the same thing, people would talk to each other and not just posture.
Well, how about we resolve it? I'm not saying it's not important. I just say let's... It's like the January 6th investigation, which is number five this week on the countdown. Same thing applies there, okay? Let's do this. You talk back and forth until your teeth are worn out and you're talking on your gums.
And here's where, you know, we start going well in the good old days. I still remember the days when the Republicans and Democrats, sure, they were at each other's throats, but at the end of the day, Tip O'Neill, who was Speaker of the House, used to go to the White House with Ronald Reagan.
They have a bourbon.
Down, have a few drinks, the correct drink, of course.
Yes.
And they would not only tell stories, they would try and find solutions.
Fix stuff.
And what is so lacking in our politicians today, and it is extremely distressing.
Awful. Okay. So, number six, race relations, a focus on the Tulsa massacre. I, for one, if I did know about this when I was studying American history, I'd forgotten it. And that leads me to believe that I didn't know about it, was not taught. I got to tell you, until this week, I don't think I knew anything about this. And so I look back at it and the discussions we've had. What legally did these people, understanding what happened in Tulsa when like 35 blocks was burned to the ground and hundreds of people were killed, was there anybody who was ever punished for all of this?
No, not a single person.
I didn't think so.
You know, this is something, and I think he even may have hit on a bigger issue, if there is one. I was not aware of Tulsa until about a year or two ago. It was the first time I heard something about it. I was not taught that in school in history, mm-hmm. and it's a historical event. I took race relation courses, and they didn't even talk about
it.
And
mm-hmm.
I think we really need to have the history of race in this country be more a part of the history that is taught to our kids, because the only way not to repeat history is to know
right.
what history is.
And that's race, religion, all kinds of things. Not that we have
everything
to
built in
underscore,
class,
but I mean, we're different. We're all
yeah.
different, but yet we're all the same, as is proven by the Genome Project. Everybody talks about, I don't want to be next to this guy because he's black or he's a Jew or whatever it is. And if you look at the actual facts, we are, as a human race, all the same. We are all the same. So why isn't it interesting how we try to make ourselves different and isolate ourselves into our packs or our groups? Really pretty, observationally, it's kind of interesting. Great thing to teach also in a class in school and college, whatever. Professor Stephen J.J.J.J. Wiseman here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Former President Trump this week called a proposal that he run for the House in 2022 to try to win the Speaker's gavel interesting, though the chances of him doing so remain low.
Mr. Trump was asked about the proposal by radio host Wayne Allen Root on Friday after Steve Bannon, a former advisor to the ex-president, floated the idea. Mr. Trump said, "That's so interesting." The former president has floated a potential comeback bid for the White House in 2024 since leaving office early this year, though speculation over a congressional campaign and an opportunity to lead the House has not gained significant traction. Still, the proposal underscores the eagerness of many in the GOP to have Mr. Trump make some kind of return to politics. Bernie Bennett reporting.
With Kamala Harris visiting Guatemala and Mexico on her first foreign trip as vice president, the Biden administration is expected to announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking, and with hopes to announce additional anti-corruption efforts. The airline industry speeding up its campaign to allow more international travel.
Airlines are looking for leaders of the wealthy G7 countries to take steps next week toward easing border restrictions and allowing more international travel. The airline industry's main trade group, the International Air Transport Association, says governments should use screening measures such as testing passengers for the virus rather than imposing quarantines and other restrictions. The group says studies show travelers pose little risk of spreading COVID-19.
That's Jeremy House with the report. To bolster its argument to let unvaccinated people travel as well, the airline group said only 2.2% of travelers to the United Kingdom between late February and early May tested positive for COVID-19 after arrival. The airline trade group projects the industry will lose $48 billion this year after losing $126 billion in 2020. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Overseas, word is that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will use the Group of Seven summit that's meeting this week in London to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022.
Johnson is expected to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders on Friday in Cornwall on the coast of southwestern England for the first face-to-face G summit since the pandemic hit. President Joe Biden and leaders of Canada, France, Italy and Japan will arrive in Cornwall from Friday for 3 days of talks focusing on the global recovery from the pandemic. Britain's government pledged in February to give most of the country's surplus vaccine supply to COVAX, the United Nations-backed program aiming to supply poorer countries with jabs. Sarah Shackley, London.
Be sure to check out the breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Lawmakers are looking for ways to coax people back to work.
Congress is seeking to unlock the mystery of why so many Americans are not yet returning to the workplace. Leaders of both political parties are considering any incentives, including hiring bonuses and expanded tax credits for employers, to break the logjam. Economists fear enhanced benefits are contributing to some people opting to stay home.
Ken Lorman reporting. For the second year in a row, big box giant Walmart will be closed on Thanksgiving to give workers time off for all their, quote, hard work and dedication to the company. The move follows the decision by Target, which announced back in January it would be closing its stores again in the late annual November holiday. The move shows just how the pandemic will have lasting efforts on the retail industry's strategies, even as the health crisis ebbs. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Load the app today.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A friendly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is now about to hit your ears. It's our weekly get-together here in this space to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. the Bible of the talk radio industry. So we have them for this first week of June, actually May 31st to the 4th of June. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, to take kind of an important overview of the big stories. And I'm sorry to disappoint all of you, but among the top 10 this week is not the relationship between Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
I was just going to say, I hope Bennifer made the list this week.
Yeah. Bubbling have. Under.
Right. Bubbling. You're right. Bubbling. Well, it doesn't seem to be bubbling under with the two of them. They look, I saw a picture of Ben Affleck leaving her house in L.A., and he had the biggest, nicest smile, and he looks the healthiest he's looked for a long time.
And
so,
she looks the happiest she's ever looked.
Yeah.
I love J-Lo. I'm a big fan of hers. And I never once, the entire time she was with A-Rod, which I thought seemed like a good match, but I never once saw her as, like, relaxed and smiley and happy she has been just from going into dinner when the paparazzi caught them this week and she was, like, kind of all nestled up into his shoulder. And, I mean, they just look like they should have gotten married in the beginning.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. It's something neat and wonderful. We all like to see that sort of thing. But as we have just alluded, it's not in the top ten. So let's get to the top ten stories this week and the people that are on the list. You can find them, if you don't follow along with us for the whole conversation, you can get the list and the replay of this at djvshow.com and at talkers.com. That's where the top ten stories are listed. So, number 10 on the list, politics. What's going on in the mayoral race in New York, and what's going on in the gubernatorial race in California seems to be galvanizing people's opinions, at least on the coast anyway. I doubt that anybody in Allentown, Pennsylvania, gives a damn who's running for mayor or governor. But it's worth a moment or two. So, Jennifer, because you're on the California side of things, how is it changing Gavin Newsom? You sounded a little, we had this conversation earlier in the week on the DJV program. You sounded kind of down in the dumps because the prospects of getting rid of that nitwit who's governor of California, they seem to be waning?
Well, it's just that really the polling, there is not a lot of polling, and the polling hasn't moved much. I mean, if you're going to believe the polling, it probably looks better for Gavin Newsom than for the people who are supporting the recall. The thing that annoys me is that people complain about things a lot. People don't like people a lot. They want to make changes,
and then
it fizzles out somehow. And I know that the Democrat Party is going to throw a lot of money into this race because they don't want the narrative out there that in the most liberal state in the country, that the most liberal state's going to throw out the most liberal governor in the country. And I know that would be a bad line for the Democrats to toe. So they're going to throw a lot of money into this particular race to try to save him. And I don't know if the Republicans have, or it really in California, it's not even a battle. It's really easy to say the Republicans. But when I say that, I just mean the people who are anti-Gavin Newsom. There hasn't been a candidate that's popped up that I think is stealing a lot of the energy.
Right.
There are a lot of candidates, but even Caitlyn Jenner, I think, has, like, I don't know, at first she
kind
was sounding pretty
out,
good
right?
to me. Yeah, there was some stuff, I don't know, she's just kind of, fizzling is the right word. So who's that person that replaces Gavin Newsom? Because that, even though it shouldn't be part of the equation, because it should just be about the recall, it should just be about that first question on the ballot, recall Gavin, yes or no, people do always consider, well, who comes in next?
Right.
And I don't know if there's someone that's, like, shaking it
Arnold.
Up.
Arnold! Bring Arnold back!
Arnold did not do much for California. I'd like to say that he did. I voted for him twice. But he not only did he not do much for California, because he was stopped by the very liberal state legislature at, like, every turn, but also what he did for the Republican Party in California was not great. Remember, Republicans used to win quite a bit in California, and a lot of people say it's just a shifting demographic that they don't, but ever since Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the governor's office,
well, watch as everybody leaves California.
Right. Well, Republicans haven't won statewide office since Arnold Schwarzenegger, so he wasn't great for the party. Right. He kind of
All right, so let me
he
switch
came
to
in
the,
and he terminated any hope
to the
that
East Coast. You're a former New Yorker and living in New Jersey, close to the situation here, Victoria. So who's running for mayor? I don't see any standout candidates in the cursory look
what?
That I have.
Well, what about Andrew Yang? He's sort of the front runner. in New York. Eric Adams is sort of his biggest competition. They're both actually pretty centrist. You know, they're not, neither of them are way to the left. There are two other candidates, Maya Wiley and Scott Stringer, who are more considered the more progressive candidates on the farther left.
Andrew Yang is into guaranteed income, though, isn't he?
I think he's dropped that. Yeah, he actually. It's funny because after going after Mayor Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg in the presidential debates, now he's promising to be the next Mayor Bloomberg. So I don't know. I still think he, you know, and Jen's always right about, you know, the political stuff with, you know, hedging bets and things, and so I think name recognition is going to go really far here. Yeah. Andrew Yang made a good name for himself. He had he was likable. He was intelligent. He did really good commentary for, I think it was MSNBC or ABC, one of the major networks that he did, you know, fall after he dropped out of the race. He did a lot of really good commentary, made a lot of sense. I think that he's probably still going to win. This comes up June 22nd is the primary. And so we'll see who the candidate will be. But I think it's still going to be Andrew Yang.
All right, 12 after the hour. This is the overview at the end of the week of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV show hosts. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is with us, and we're going to talk about number 9 in a moment from the perspective of what you're paying for meat at the store because ransomware and those attacks. Number 9 up next. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The keys, there's sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Celebrating freedom of speech on the radio, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week. We're at number 9, ladies, the ransomware attack. And because Victoria spends a lot of time on the air with me talking about the implications of things that are going on in the world of technology, here's big implications from this cyber attack. Right, Victoria?
Yeah, well, this was the GBS. It's the world's fifth largest meat producer. And so it shut down their operations. It shut down slaughterhouses in the U.S. We don't even know the details fully yet of how much money they paid to get their system back online. But we know that that's just how these ransomware attacks are going. And Colonial Pipeline paid $4.4 million that we know of, that they admitted to. It could be more. Microsoft was hit with this. Apple. They have these ransomware attacks are now, last year, pre-pandemic, the average ransom was about $10,000, usually in Bitcoin, so it's untraceable. And now we're up to $40 to $60 million in demands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so these companies are paying it.
How this is going to affect you is what you pay for a steak at the store or in a restaurant, hamburger. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw all of the fast food joints increase the prices of their hamburger.
They just add some more soy. Is that
yeah,
more filler?
Yeah, maybe that might be what they do as well. But this is dangerous stuff. And because number eight is our focus, there was almost a weekly, well, it is a weekly focus on our relationship with China and Russia. And the Chinese saying this week they're going to increase the number of, or the attention being paid to developing nuclear weaponry because they're going to have a big confrontation with America. You already have a big confrontation with America there, pal. And the Russians are in on it up to their Mickey. Most of the cyber attacks are done, I think, in concert with Chinese technology using the Russian hackers. And so that's what you got here. You've got all of these things that continue on. We are at war, like it or not. That's the situation. And I don't know that anybody's really confronting it that way. This is a cold war between the Chinese, the Russians, and the West, basically, because there's no, isn't just America. These ransomware attacks are helping themselves to lots of different businesses all over the world.
And we know about the meat, and we know about the energy, and we know about the attempt on the subway. What you may not have heard about, and it was very quietly reported this week, is that a local police station in California, the city of Azusa, had their police station
hacked.
And they just came out with that. So it's like,
well, the DC Metro police have been dealing with that too.
That's right, yeah. DC Metro. Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about that: law enforcement, food, the supply chain, energy, and
break
transportation.
Yep.
What else is left?
I mean, what are we doing about it?
Is
where's
really
the leadership?
Serious.
Where's the fix?
Well, the reason China's coming back out, the reason China said this week that they want to up their nuclear weapons, that's a direct response to Joe Biden issuing that, I don't know if it was an executive order, but the 90-day commission to come up with the real origins of the coronavirus and if it came from that lab, which
what
we know
that?
It did.
I give the real origins of the coronavirus takes 9 seconds to figure out.
Not 90 days. Well, I think we owe China a lot of money. I think we need to be giving ourselves some credit in that department. That's how we punish them for this virus, if indeed they were not transparent about it.
Don't pay them back.
Right. That's it. You just give yourself a discount on your bill. That's all.
Yep, there you go. All right, number seven on the story list from Talkers Magazine this week is a focus on immigration. What we're doing, the worker shortage here is the big thing as far as I can see. Every place, no matter where you are in the country, up and down the main streets, help wanted, workers needed, please apply. And that's across the board. If you think one of the reasons that things seem to be going up as quickly as they are is strictly the cost of trucking things, because truck drivers they're down, the legions of truck drivers, and I found this myself shipping stuff around to different places in the country, back to here to the farm. The costs have gone up 30-40% because there are no drivers, and then the cost of fuel, tolls, it's like there was a war against us. You know, the toll, if you pay tolls coming into New York City on the George Washington Bridge, the average truck pays a $100 toll to get across the bridge. You think that makes sense? And so that's why things cost so much more money. That's really what it is. And
I
then
think
the
it's
workers
like 20 for cars now. So
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about? And how do they get away with that? Is the question. Okay, lots of questions, lots of answers here at 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
I learned about that from one of my girlfriends who's black, and she had studied it in, you know, African American history, and that's how I learned about it.
Yeah. All right. We have asked about the what you think the dumbest headline of the week was. What do we have for that, Jay?
Steve Lovely commented anything that has to do with AOC. Gretchen Stoller says anything with Biden. But Ken Stark came in strong. He even did a screenshot of the headline because he didn't believe anybody would actually believe him. And it was Albuquerque campaign event interrupted by drone with a sex toy dangling beneath it. I didn't know if I could say the actual word.
What, dildo?
Oh, the D word.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so there we go. Yeah. So that was real. That actually happened. And that is probably one of the best news stories I searched out and found yesterday as well. Thank you, Ken Stark.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, the story of a high school valedictorian using a speech to discuss the situation that happens when you are pregnant, and the whole discussion of abortion has surfaced here. It's a pretty interesting story. What are our listeners saying?
Most people felt like it was similar to celebs using award shows to speak on something different than just accepting the award. A lot of people, pretty much everyone, disagreed with this high school valedictorian. Susan Nelson says...
Disagreed with the point of view or the venue that she used to discuss it?
Both. Susan Nelson says she's just another radical left big mouth is all. Maybe her mom should have had one, too.
Oh, lovely. And that woman's probably pro-life, right? Sure.
Erin Bramblett says, sounds like a nut job to me. Solution, buy a gun, learn to use it, take it everywhere. Chances of getting raped go from almost zero to zero.
Wow.
One in four women is raped, mister.
There's not a lot of empathy.
I love how people are so ill-informed on women's issues. The chances are almost zero of a woman getting raped. Check your facts, dude. It's a lot more than that. It's one in four women.
All right, dude. It's 28 past the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it to make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Start with everyone with a brand-new puppy they cannot leave home alone. And there he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's
the
flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought,
If I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
BrimboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour here, another half hour overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine from the perspective of the DJV program. If you want to hear more of the DJV show, a lot of people hear this program over the weekend. You can check our daily downloads and hear our discussions of various issues or things that are reality in life. For example, most recent download is a focus on Derek, well, in part, Derek Chauvin's prosecutors looking for that 30-year sentence. We talk about the Bachelor replacement host, the name Karen, baby name Karen, doesn't seem to be too popular anymore. We talk about that. And there was a conversation we had about that new swimming pool at the hotel in London. It's 18 stories high. You can swim in it. It's a glass pool, and you can look down to the 18 floors down to the lobby of the hotel. So who wants to do that? We all had kind of the willies when we were talking about that. That doesn't sound. Then
I just
think
it's a gigantic James Bond movie. Yeah. And like the bad guy's going to shoot it out, or James Bond is going to shoot it out. Somehow I feel like it doesn't end well in the pool.
Right. And then also on the DJV download is a focus on James Dean's car. The death car sold for about, $400,000, I think, at an auction. So those are the kinds of things we talk about daily. Check them out live on the DJV show. You can hear it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And certainly this conversation becomes part of what is archived for the weekend. So let's see. The business about the investigation, number five, I give this short shrift, but it's not fair for me to shut other people out. I think this is a bunch of nonsense. I think there is an investigation, I suppose. I mean, what are you going to find in an investigation with the obvious? What happened on January 6th?
I wasn't sure which investigation you were talking about. You're talking about January 6th.
The January 6th investigation. Yes,
right,
sorry.
Okay. I was thinking China, but okay. January 6th. Yeah.
I think the big story is that the Senate voted not to move forward with the investigation that was voted on in the House, and so that brought up a couple of questions this week. Was Joe Biden going to order a presidential commission? Because that's something that he could do in his power. He said this week he would not do that. Instead, he would kind of toss it back and try to put the pressure on Congress to make this happen again. Nancy Pelosi said she wasn't going to pressure Joe Biden to do it, that she might try to go it again to get people on board. It also brings up the debate about the filibuster, because this is the first legislative filibuster that Republicans used during the Biden presidency. They haven't filibustered anything else before. And so, of course, the question is, are Democrats who are now in power going to throw out the filibuster? There's been a lot of pressure from the progressive left to dump the filibuster. My only warning is, and it's funny to, like, I mean, there's like three people with like some sanity in the Senate who are saying, wait a second. And Kristen Sinema is one of them. She's a Democrat from Arizona, saying that we are so divided right now. It's something that I think we said on the DJV show this week, that if one party's in office and it happens to be your party and you get rid of the filibuster, good for you. But when the next party comes into office, you're not going to like it when there are no checks and balances. And it's why, look, Trump was pressuring Mitch McConnell to get rid of the filibuster, and I thought that was wrong. I thought that that was a bad move because it's very short-sighted, and it's the same reason I feel like it's a bad move now for Democrats. It's not just because my team isn't in power. It's what does this do? And really, you see how crazy and chaotic the House gets. If you take away the filibuster from the Senate just turns into the House Part 2. It's no longer the more serious body, and I don't know. Then consensus really will be gone because you won't people just stop trying to get people on board with their ideas. I just think
I think you're so right, though. People have no long-range vision at all in elected government. Everything is just
business right now. Business,
and you're right. I mean, you make it, you make that decision, and you go, oh, this is so great. What a huge win for us. And then, and us can be either side, and then the tables turn, and then it's, oh, you know, it's un-American, they took away the filibuster, you know, it's gonna be the same thing, it's a mess.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, and all you have to do to know the perfect example of why this isn't a great idea is that to get things done, Harry Reid, when he was in charge of the Senate, changed the rule about how judges are confirmed. You used to need 60 votes to confirm a judge, but he blew it up and he changed it to just a simple majority. And so flash forward 10 years and Democrats were pretty upset that all you needed was a simple majority when Trump was appointing three Supreme Court justices. They would have wished that that was in place. So at some point, this comes back to haunt you, and you know, I know it's very hard, and we're all political, and I know I'm guilty of it, we're all guilty of it, but you have to think about what's good for the country, and this is what's good for the country, is to have
all right, let's spend a good deal of time. There are a lot of variants on the COVID discussion this week. Vaccines, politics, stats, mask rules. Is the end of the pandemic finally in sight? We will discuss that after this. Story list now from Talkers Magazine. The week of May 31st to June 4th is in our focus. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10. Starting at number 10, politics in California, New York, political races there, that sort of thing. Number 9, the ransomware attack on the meat processor from Brazil and what that's doing to your pocketbook. Relationships with China and Russia, that seems to always find itself into the top 10. It's number 8 this week. Immigration reform, problems on the border, they're being investigated, kind of, but not being solved. Number 6 are relationships with others with regard to the Tulsa massacre and what we have learned about that. Number 5, the January 6th investigation. Number 4, what's going on in Israel. And number 3, the voter legislation initiatives. Number 2, 1 was COVID, as has been the case. Doug Steffen here, the top 10.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, these are the folks that are involved, kind of inveigle themselves into the conversation each week. We have a top 10 list, and on it this week is Xi Jinping. I never pronounced the name right. I know how to pronounce the name, but I don't think he deserves the respect. So I butcher it just because I feel like butchering it, because I don't like him. Number 9, Bad Vlad is there. At number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Kevin McCarthy. Mitch McConnell's at 6. Netanyahu is at 5. Trump is at 4. Rand Paul, boomeranging up the list this week. Number 3, mostly because of his exchange with Dr. Tony Fauci, but Fauci's in here at number 2 for lots of other reasons beside his conversation with Rand Paul, Senator Paul. And number 1 on the people list, as you might imagine, President of the United States, Joe Biden. That's the list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and djvshow.com. 42 after the hour, our DJV overview of the charts, the hot hits, the news talk items of interest from the perspective of the research that's done at Talkers Magazine, and I think we ought to spend some time. There's so many different aspects to the COVID discussion. New workplace mask rules in California, is that something we'll extend all over the country, or is it a replication of what's going on elsewhere in the country, Jennifer?
Well, I think it's actually behind the country. I don't think California's leading on any mask rules, because I think most of the country, quite frankly, is
the only place California leads in is a bunch of idiots running there and homelessness, yeah. Right? Yeah,
that's about it.
And
I don't mean to laugh
place
about
to
it,
live.
But it's true.
It's
highly taxed state and homelessness. We win there, but I think there's just June 15th seems to be the big date that Gavin Newsom says he's going to open everything up, because it's magical. June 15th, everything will be fine, and everything will be fully opened. And he said at that point, now there's a discussion about whether or not they're going to require employers to have a mask mandate within their confines of their business.
All right. So the number of new cases dropping below 10,000 this week, that's the announcement from Dr. Fauci, who seems to have a problem of his own this week, wrapped around the COVID, the discussions, the email. So what is the impact on him and his future, ladies? Where does Fauci go from here? We were speculating on that.
I imagine he's going to resign pretty soon.
He's gone.
Who knows? I mean, a lot of these people, look at Cuomo. We would have thought he would have probably resigned too, but he didn't, and he stuck it out because of the
But it's
the
kind
attitude.
Of been quiet around Cuomo, hasn't it, lately?
It's died down for sure.
Other stuff to talk about, right?
I guess maybe it's
a quick news cycle. And he knows that. That's why, it's a very Trumpian thing that he did. He knows that when there's a scandal, you just let it play out and people forget about it and move on to something else. It's a New York style more than anything else.
In concert with the so-called news media.
It is.
Yeah, maybe ego.
Yeah. Definitely thinking that you can survive, and many times you do. But Fauci has had a lot of trouble this week because his emails were released, and even sources that were once friendly to him, like Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair came out and was questioning what he knew, when he knew it, and why he didn't talk about it. There were, some revelations that he knew that people were trying to tell him. Remember, it's not necessarily what was in the emails. It's how they play against what Fauci has said. And Fauci has said up until a couple of weeks ago that this was from a bat, that this virus came from a bat. And now he's kind of saying, maybe there's some other possibilities. But he was getting lots of emails about gain-of-function research. He played coy about that, saying he didn't know of any of that was happening. Well, it turns out not only was it happening, but there was funding going to it from the National Institute of Health. And what's so stupid, and this is why you know that he is a bit arrogant, is that this was all public record. But journalists were very favorable to him. That was another revelation from these emails. He had journalists from ABC News saying, I'm going to be kind to you. I'm not going to ruin you. So we're going to, you know, we're going to give you the softball stuff. I mean, he was the darling of the media. And I think that this story really does have a secondary aspect with the news media, because it used to be their function to ask the tough questions. I don't care who you are, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, scientist, doctor, you ask who, what, when, where, how, and why. That's your job. It's not to give favor to somebody
else. Not anymore.
Right.
I want access, so I'm going to be nice to him. Meanwhile, Republicans are saying it's imperative for Fauci to testify about COVID, and that's back to the fact that it started in the Wuhan laboratory, it was manufactured in the laboratory, it was let loose from the laboratory, and anybody who tells you anything different either doesn't know what they're talking about or they're just not telling you the truth. Because that is
well, the one thing
the
I think
line.
That we don't know, I think everyone at this point, not everyone maybe, but anyone with a brain knows that this came from the lab. I know we all are patting ourselves in the back as we all said it here, and we're representing three different sides of politics here on the DJV show that we do every week. But, you know, I think the only thing we don't know is, was this an accident? Because the lab had very shoddy protocols, and that was reported back in 2018 by our State Department, that they reported that there were multiple incidents where the lab was just, you know, it was, they didn't have the safety protocols in place, they were messy, they were sloppy with samples, samples got contaminated. So we know that this lab was not, like, up to snuff. But we don't know if this was released intentionally. That's what we don't know.
China
and I don't
is at war
we'll ever get
with
proof.
America. They've got all the money now. They're at war. They're going to.
I'm not. Look, I don't trust China
at
all. I would not be surprised whatsoever if this was intentional.
They knew.
We just won't be able to prove that.
Well,
you knew it was a problem when they blocked travel within their own country, but were perfectly happy to let everyone else travel out into the rest of the world. And so whether they did it intentionally or not, they benefited and were complicit in the cover-up. And the State Department, another big story is that the State Department, they were warned not to, investigators were warned not to pursue the investigation into the origins of COVID-19. There's a whistleblower that just came out, a couple of them, former department officials said that it would bring attention to the U.S. funding of gain-of-function research. And this was reported not by a right-wing conspiracy site, which a lot of people like to write off Fox News or Breitbart. This was reported by Vanity Fair. Mm. So
there's another right-wing.
this scandal goes deep.
It does. Okay, now, with regard to COVID, you may or may not have heard that the shutdown was, the spigot was turned off. The production of Mission Impossible 7, Tom Cruise's new big action film that's been on again, off again. They've halted production again because of a number of people on the set testing positive for COVID-19. That's an interesting reality.
Apparently, he's really fuming, too, because he was mad the first time. Right, and he got caught on, you know, a hot mic screaming at everybody that, you know, and he didn't say anything wrong. He was just, you know, he's difficult to work with, and that's what a lot of the crew have been saying, that they kind of wish that, you know, that maybe they would just go back to, you know, pausing, but he wants to push through.
Well, I think there's a powerful, there's a message there for all of us, frankly. In America, we were not well off. Now we're much better off. If you go around the rest of the country, I told a story on the program this week about how in India people chuckle, and it's, I guess, a chuckling story. In India, where cows are kings and queens, people are going into special salons that have been set up where cow poop is piled up and people are slathering their body with cow poop to get rid of the virus. There are...
Which it doesn't do, and the doctors have been saying, you know, you're making this so much worse because the hospitals are so overwhelmed in India.
There
so
are some indications that when it dries on you, it might absorb some of the things because you're... The biggest organ in your body is your skin, the pores, whatever in there that could come
you
out.
First. Yeah, there's no science to back that.
Science? Science?
Uh-huh.
All right, ladies,
there's
thank
science
you.
Science for everything.
Jay, it's right, exactly. Jennifer and Doug get 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to go through our top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do that with me. So let's get started. Number five is the Venmo leak.
Venmo is the app where you can send friends or, you know, merchants money directly from your account into their Venmo account. And so the app has been, it's very easy to use, but it's had some issues with privacy, and now it's gone all the way to the White House. A couple weeks ago, BuzzFeed News was able to track down President Biden's Venmo account because the app has a lot of, you know, issues with privacy protocols, and it's not that difficult to find certain people. So we were able to see on the app all of President Biden's, like, contacts from his phone and everybody that's in his inner circle on Venmo. So the best thing you need to do, if you are using Venmo, and I actually just did it this week to tip my hairstylist, but I made sure all my privacy settings were up to date. So if you're when you're in settings on Venmo, make sure you set everything to private. That way no one sees what your transactions are. No one can find you. It becomes a private transaction. So other than that, everything is just public, and Venmo has very little security. So that would be my best advice. Venmo is great to use. Just make sure you're on top of your security for yourself.
Number four on the top five, as we head toward number one, is a new announcement from Discovery.
Yeah, so we've heard the big news that Discovery is merging with Warner Media, and now they announced the new name. It will be called Warner Brothers Discovery. Very creative. The merger was announced last month. AT&T, which owns Warner Media, is going to spin them off, and then Discovery would take over the new company. The interesting thing about the way this deal is structured, Warner Media is so much bigger than Discovery, but yet Discovery is going to become the new bosses of this conglomerate. So Warner Media has Warner Brothers movies, HBO, DC Comics, CNN, and a bunch of other things. And then Discovery, as we know, has a ton of reality shows, HGTV, and, you know, all the Shark Week stuff. So it's a really good marriage of content. As long as this gets approval, they say that they expect the merger to wrap up in mid-2022,
and then once they clear all the, you know, regulatory hurdles. However, there's been a backlash on this already, and so we've had some lawmakers say that they want to look into this, that this is just too big of a merger, so we'll see. But the new company, Warner Brothers Discovery, will be investing $20 billion per year in content. That puts them right next to Netflix and even more so than Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, number three, we're in the same league here, so let's go to HBO and find out how we can get cheap HBO Max.
Yeah, so HBO Max is one of the better streaming services right now. It's definitely the most expensive at $15 a month. So they've this week launched their ad-supported streaming option, which is $10 a month, but you have to sit through 4 minutes of ads per hour, which is really not that bad. One of the other good things about this, if you want to save the money, the HBO originals, like Mare of Easttown is an HBO original, the new Sex and the City show, any of those originals will not have any commercials regardless of how much you pay a month. So I don't really see, unless you're a 4K streaming nerd and you really want that 4K resolution, you can drop down to 1080p and save $5 a month, and I think it's a great deal.
What's the future of Microsoft? That's number two.
Yes, well, I think you want to know this, right? What's the future of Windows Explorer, since you're the last one using it?
Thank you.
Yeah, so Microsoft has announced, of course, that they're ending Windows. Windows 10, as we know it, will be gone. Windows Explorer, they've been begging people for the last 5 years to stop using it, although, you know, you and my mom have kept them in business.
Uh-huh.
That's no longer going to be supported at all. It's starting in August of this year, so... they're going to have to come up with something pretty quickly, but they've made the announcement that they're going to make an announcement at 11 a.m. Eastern on June 24th. That's when they will unveil the next generation of Windows.
Number one in the hit parade here of the top five tech stories this week is the cyber attack on the meat company.
Yeah, JBS is a Brazilian company that actually is one of the largest meat producers in the world. They supply a fifth of the world's meat, and they were the victims of a coordinated cyber attack. Details are still coming out. We may not know exactly how they got their systems back online or how much they paid, but it definitely caused some of the largest slaughterhouses in the U.S. to shut down, or at least one in Canada. IT systems were suspended in Australia and North America. It was a huge, huge attack. And, you know, this is another Russian group, and this is the same type of thing as our gas line now. It's
wake up, America.
Food.
All right, that's the list, the top five items here. Thanks to Victoria Keeling for joining me. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senator Joe Manchin says he will not vote for his party's proposed overhaul of election laws.
We're going to basically do an overhaul, an 800-page overhaul of the Voting Rights, or what we call For the People Act. I think there's a lot of great things. I agree in that piece of legislation, but there's an awful lot of things that basically don't pertain directly to voting.
The West Virginia Democrat was a guest on Fox News Sunday. There were numerous ceremonies held Sunday commemorating the 77th anniversary of D-Day's landing at Normandy that led to the liberation of Europe from the German occupation. On June 6, 1944, more than 150,000 Allied troops landed on codenamed beaches carried in by 7,000 vessels. Three people, including a corrections officer, were killed, six others wounded in a shooting outside a Florida graduation party early Sunday. It's the latest in a string of violence there.
Police say it happened in southwest Miami at a strip mall lounge when the graduation party was ending. One or more vehicles pulled up and began to fire into the crowd. Two of those who died were in one of the cars police believe was involved in the shooting. It follows a bloody Memorial Day weekend that saw three people killed and 20 wounded in a still unsolved mass shooting outside a banquet hall. At the time, Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez said,
"This type of gun violence has to stop. Every weekend it's the same thing."
Another shooting on May 28th in the Wynwood area killed one person and injured six others. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court is being asked to decide whether the government can continue to require just men alone and not women to register for the draft when they turn 18. The requirement to register for the draft is one of the few remaining places where the federal law treats men and women differently. And GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik announced that she's expecting her first child. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
El Salvador's president calls for Bitcoin to become legal tender in that country.
In a video message to conference attendees posted to his Twitter feed, Nayib Bukele says he's sending legislation to the country's Congress, which his party controls, that would make Bitcoin legal in El Salvador, where he says 70% of the population does not have a bank account, and the U.S. dollar is the official currency.
This will generate jobs and help provide financial inclusion to thousands outside the formal economy.
The conference was opened by Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, who calls his city the capital of Bitcoin, with proposals to pay employees that way and let residents pay fees and taxes in Bitcoin.
The days of a currency being tethered to a central bank are coming to an end.
He says while there are issues to be worked out, in the end he's confident it's a movement, not a moment. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Governor Gavin Newsom will not lift the state of emergency in California on June 15th, as promised.
Newsom surprised many Californians after his answer to this question.
So will you be lifting your pandemic emergency on June 15th?
The emergency remains in effect after June 15th.
What's the reason for that?
Because we're still in a state of emergency. This disease has not been extinguished. It's not taking the summer months off.
California will still reopen its economy on June 15th, doing away with the business restrictions, mask mandates, and phased reopening for counties, but the state of emergency will remain in effect. Patrick Frost reporting.
One person was taken into custody after shooting near a small Christian university campus in Southern California Sunday. Police responded to an active shooter call at Azusa Pacific University. Authorities say the situation was stabilized shortly thereafter. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us, using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Targeted examples with clear-cut good guys and bad guys, like the Lone Ranger, Challenge of the Yukon, the Cisco Kid, Wild Bill Hickok, and Straight Arrow. There were the famous big-screen cowboys doing the radio thing, like William Boyd as Hoppy, Gene Autry, and Roy Rogers. And then later came the more adult-themed westerns with a more serious edge, thought-provoking storylines, and the blurring of the line between good and evil. Examples include The Six Shooter, Have Gun Will Travel, Frontier Gentleman, Dr. Six Gun, Fort Laramie, and of course, Gunsmoke. A major part of the appeal of the Western genre, be it on radio, television, or in film, was the simplicity of it all. The Wild West had a series of codes that were either loyally followed or intentionally broken, and then that was usually settled with the showdown of six guns. All right, here now is The Sundown Kid, as originally broadcast on June 5th, 1951.
It's Hopalong Cassidy. With action and suspense, out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The Ring of the Silver Spurs heralds the most amazing man ever to ride the prairies of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy. This famous hero thrills his 60 million fans with action and dangerous adventure. In the role of Hopalong Cassidy is the popular star of the motion picture series, William Boyd. And now, another exciting story of the early West, The Sundown Kid. It was a strange meeting there on the dry, sage-covered alkali flat 5 miles out of the little town of Saguaro. Hopalong pulled up in the shadow of a mesquite tree, squinted through the shimmering heat at the rider moving toward him on the trail, drooped over the saddle horn, his feet hanging loose out of the stirrups, his hat slung around his neck by the chin strap, leaving his head bare to the killing desert sun. Only when the dog-tired roan pulled up alongside him did Hoppy understand it. The kid was out of his head.
No. Listen to me, Sal. You've got no right to treat me like this.
What's the matter, kid?
You ought to know what's the matter, Sally. We've been together long enough to know each other's minds, ain't we? I can't stand it no more, I tell you. I can't stand it.
Sunstroke. Come on over this way, fella. Let's get out of that sun.
Yeah, get out of the sun. Sun. What do I care about the sun? Wind. Rain. Winter blizzards.
Come on now, come on.
Yeah. I've seen them all, Sally. On the move. All is on the move. Ever since you gave me the sign.
Come on, Sonny, snap out of it.
Never forget that night, you know, when you told me.
The kid was pale and sweating from the heat. His hair matted on his forehead.
There's always two sides to everything.
Hoppy started to put his hat back on, then saw something else.
We didn't have to split up, you know.
Bullet crease over the ear. Looks like you've been in a gunfight, Sonny. Yeah, come on now. Snap out of it.
No. Don't, Sal, please.
You're out of your head, kid. Get a hold of yourself.
Sally, don't hit me. Don't.
Come on.
Huh?
That's it, Sonny. Look at me.
Who are you?
Hopalong Cassidy.
What happened?
Don't ask me. Looks like you've been in a gunfight for one thing. And got yourself a little too much sun.
Gun? Gunfight?
Yeah, bullet crease over your ear.
I don't remember.
Well, don't try to now. I wish I had some water, mister, but I'm as dry as you are. 5 hot miles to town, but 2 miles to the north is a ranch on Clear Creek. I stopped there a while ago.
I could use some water, I reckon.
We'd better go back there. Can you stay on that horse?
Yeah, I can make it.
Only a few minutes from here. We can... Hold it.
What's the matter?
Cloud of dust down the trail there. Looks like a bunch of riders coming out from town.
Maybe we better wait. Maybe they got water.
You sure you don't remember anything about a gunfight?
Yeah.
I was thinking... Yeah, they've stopped. They're trailing someone. That's a posse, Sonny.
Why are you looking at me? I got no reason to...
Except for that bullet crease.
Want to stay here and find out what they want?
You're playing them face up. That's the way I like it.
I told you I got nothing to hide.
Okay, we better hit up the canyon of that ranch house.
Mort Robertson.
Yeah. Before we mosey up to the sheriff, I think we better find out more about that bullet crease. Let's go.
A few minutes after the meeting on the plane, that Hoppy and the kid ride up to the door of Mort Robertson's ranch house on Clear Creek.
You all right?
Yeah.
Better get rid of your horse here for the time being. There you go, boy. We'll do to have the sheriff spot him around here. Hello, miss. I just stopped by here a while ago, and I...
Eddie.
Hello, Kitty.
Come in.
You seem to know each other.
Yes, Eddie and I are old friends. What's wrong? Eddie, you look like you've been in a fight.
Picked up a bullet crease somewhere.
A gunfight. Eddie,
He doesn't remember much about what happened, miss. Maybe we'd better find a place to stretch you out, Eddie.
There's a bed in here.
You got any water, Kitty? I'm awful dry.
Of course. Right away. Just lie down there and make yourself comfortable.
Oh.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Look, Eddie, I don't want to crowd you, but you better try to think. Right now.
I can't think. It's all a blank.
When does the blank start?
Last night. Don't ask me any more questions, Cassidy. My head hurts, eh?
Okay, it's your funeral.
What do you mean?
I mean I'm walking out right now, unless you want to give me the whole story. Oh, I...
Here you are, Eddie.
Oh, thanks.
What do you mean you're walking out, Mr. Cassidy? What is it?
There's a sheriff's posse down on the flat. I think they're looking for Eddie.
Why, Eddie?
I'll try. I'll try to think.
That's better. What's the last thing you remember?
A cantina. I hit town about 9 last night. Been away for more than a year. I couldn't stand it any longer. I had to see Sally.
Sally?
That's his wife.
Yeah. Well, I guess I had too much to drink. Anyway, I left about 11 and headed for her place down at the edge of town. I remember knocking on the door and the funny look on her face when she let me in and I...
Then what?
That's all. That's all I remember. Next thing I knew, you were hitting me in the face out in the trail.
Listen.
The posse.
Stay right where you are, Eddie. Come on, miss. We haven't seen him, understand?
All right.
Go ahead.
Afternoon, miss.
Oh, Sheriff.
Mind if I come in?
Of course not.
I won't make no bones about it, Miss Kitty. We're looking for Eddie Langtree. Or should I say, the Sundown Kid. Seems they call him that now he's an outlaw.
Outlaw?
Nothing real serious till now. But I hear he's got into a few scrapes during the past year over to Sundown and Point South.
What do you mean, till now, Sheriff?
This is Mr. Cassidy, Sheriff.
How do you do?
Well, to put her direct, Eddie Langtree's about 3 jumps ahead of a long rope. He killed his wife last night. Shot her. I know he thinks a lot of you and your uncle, Miss Kitty. Figured this is the first place he'd head for. Pair of tracks leading up here from the flat.
He's not here.
I said there was a pair of tracks leading up here.
One set is mine.
And the other belongs to my uncle. He was in town last night, got home late.
If you don't mind, I'll take me a look in that other room. Who's that empty glass belong to?
Me. I got dizzy from the sun and flopped on the bed for a spell.
You'll get in touch with me if he shows around here.
Of course.
I think you're lying, but there ain't much I can do right now. Nothing here, boys. He must be down in the flat.
Thanks, sir.
Hasta luego, miss. Cassidy.
Goodbye.
Whew. How do you get out of there?
The window. He must be down in the barn.
Oh, we'll wait till they get out of sight, and we'll take a look.
Here.
Okay.
Stay where you are.
It's me, kid, Cassidy.
They gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why the gun?
Mort over there.
You gonna put it away, Eddie?
Yeah. Come on. Mort wanted to give me away.
Give me the gun, kid.
Sure, here, I... Huh?
What's the matter?
Well... This ain't my gun.
Well, you were packing it, weren't you?
Yeah. But look, it's a Walker Colt, an old one. I had a brand new Frontier with my initials on the handle.
Let's see that. Two shots fired. Why'd you want to give the kid away, Mort?
Well,
I can answer that, Mr. Cassidy. On account of me. He knows I... Well, I think a lot of Eddie and...
And I don't want my niece mixed up with a murderer.
Murderer? What do you mean?
Wait a minute, kid. You heard about it, Mort?
I was in town last night when it happened.
You didn't tell me, Uncle Mort.
Well, I knew it'd break your heart, Kitty. Figure you'd hear soon enough.
About what? Tell me. Tell me what it is.
Your wife, Sally.
Oh, no.
She was shot last night.
You gotta believe me, Cassidy. All of you, I wouldn't kill Sally. I couldn't... I love her,
Yes, Eddie. I know you love her.
You do believe me, don't you, Kitty?
I think we all do, Eddie. Now tell me, what happened between you and Sal? Why'd you split up a year ago?
Usual reason, I reckon. Another guy.
Who?
I don't know. We had a fight and I left. Hit the trail. Kind of went wild for a year. Got into trouble, got into jail a couple of times. Busted out. Got blamed for a lot of things I didn't do. They called me the Sundown Kid like I was an outlaw or something.
Then what?
Sally had a hold on me. I never knew what it was. But I finally gave up. I had to come back to her. That's how I ended up in the cantina last night. But I never killed her. You gotta believe that.
Will you believe it?
Eddie?
Yeah?
I'm sorry for what I did. I want you to know I believe you, too.
Thanks, Mort.
Come on, Eddie. Let's get back up to the house. You need some rest.
Yeah. I'm awful tired.
Mort.
Yeah?
You said you believed in him. How far does that go?
As far as you want it to go.
Will you help me? Will you help me clear him?
Yeah. Anything you say.
Good. We're right under Sawara right now.
Before we continue, here is a word from your announcer.
You're listening to When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Reading's Bar is a California historical landmark number 32 and was the first gold discovery site in Shasta County. It is located on the bar at the mouth of the Clear Creek Canyon, the entrance to Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve on Clear Creek Road. The discovery was made in 1848 by Pearson B. Reading and worked by him as employees and as Indian laborers. This discovery triggered the gold rush into Northern California. The original bar was either washed or dredged away and another is formed in its place. The current bar is easily visible to visitors and has lots of bushes on it. When you go there, park your car in the Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve parking lot. Walk to the middle of the nearby bridge and look on the downstream side of the creek. The sandbar is right in front of you. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this or exciting books by Dottie, find Dottie Smith on Amazon Books or go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
saw the kid go into her house?
Liz McKinnon. Lives down the street, just across from the cantina.
Guess we'll get down and have a talk with her. Thanks, Sheriff.
Cassidy.
Yeah?
You're mighty interested in the kid for an outsider. Ain't seen him lately, have you?
That's one for you to chew on till we get back, Sheriff. Stick around. We won't be long.
I know, Mr. Cassidy. I saw him go in.
What time?
About 11. I went in the house here and into the back room to take off my hat. I thought I heard a noise, so I came back out and opened the door. I saw him leave.
It's almost 100 yards from here to Sal's doorway. It was dark last night.
I don't care. I know it was him. I could tell by his clothes. That's it. I could tell.
What did he have on?
Why, blue denims and a gray shirt.
How do you know they were blue? You can't tell colors on a dark night of 10 feet, say nothing of 300.
Stop it.
Go on, Liz. We're waiting.
You're lying, Liz.
I'm not. I tell you, I'm...
Forget the hysterics. Eddie Lankre had on a pair of black leather chaps when I met him on the trail this morning. That takes care of your identification. Now I want the truth this time. You and Sal were pretty close friends. She had a gentleman friend she was seeing on the sly. If anyone would know who he is, you would.
I don't know anything about it.
I hope you know what you're doing, Liz. As a sign in the sheriff's office, it'll send every man in this town out tomorrow morning hell-bent on bringing Eddie Lankre in dead. They'll never take him alive, even if he surrenders. On your say-so, they'll shoot him on sight. If that happens, Liz, if they kill him for someone else's crime, you'll have something to think about for a long, long time.
You gonna talk, Liz? Or are we gonna stand here all night?
I've told you all I know.
Come on, Mort. I'm not telling you the kid is innocent, Sheriff. I'm just saying there's a chance he is. That woman's lying. I shot her story full of holes.
Hoppy.
What is it, Mort?
The posse. They got word somewhere the kid's at the ranch. They're on the way.
All right, Sheriff. You gonna let them shoot that kid down in cold blood?
I don't know. Golly, Cassidy, what can I do?
Mort, take off right now over the hills. You can cut across the saddle and get there ahead of the posse. Get him out of there, off the ranch, you understand?
Okay.
We'll be right behind you.
He's at Clear Creek?
Yeah.
Who tipped him off?
No idea. Look, you gotta stop him. You're the only one who can do it.
They'll say I'm out of my head.
You're acting like it right now, Sheriff. Look, it makes as much sense this way as the other. The real killer, the other man she was seeing, was in the house with her when the kid knocked on the door. He hustled into the back room when the kid comes in, sees them in each other's arms and shoots them both. Then figured to make it look like murder and suicide, he switches guns with the kid and leaves. Not knowing he only creased the kid, that he'd come to in a few minutes and walk out around midnight. Hey, if the murder was discovered last night, how come they let the kid leave town this morning?
It wasn't discovered last night. They found Sal's body at 8 o'clock this morning.
So, that's who it was.
Liz!
The posse just left. They're going to kill him. He's innocent. Sheriff, you've got to stop him.
What do you mean?
I lied. He told me he'd kill me if I talked, but I don't care now.
Who are you talking about?
I saw him leave the house, too, before Eddie did. He was seeing Sal, like Mr. Cassidy said.
She's talking about Mort Robertson, Sheriff. That's why I thought the killing was discovered last night. Mort knew all about it, and he hasn't been in town all day.
Jumping catfish, they'll kill...
Come on, we got to stop him before he gets hold of that kid.
What's the matter, Kitty?
Why?
You're all worried about me, ain't you? I can always tell when you're worried. Your eyes get a look. I ain't worth it, Kitty.
I'd die for you, Eddie.
You know, sometimes a man has to get himself in a spot like this to see things clear. It's kind of like I've been riding in the fog all my life. And suddenly it lifts and I can see the sun.
Eddie.
Oh, Kit, you're an angel. If they get me, Kit, remember I did see the light.
Don't even think it, Eddie. Mort, what is it?
Posse's on the way here. We gotta get out.
Well, when they leave?
15 minutes. We'll hit up into the hills.
Have you got a gun, Eddie?
Just that old walker somebody swapped me for. But it'll do.
Here, take a rifle.
No place of packets.
Your horse saddled?
Yeah, behind the house.
Good. Let's get him.
Goodbye, Kit.
You'll make it, Eddie. You'll make it.
I'm going to try.
I'll go up to Mort's room and watch for them. I can see way down the trail.
Hurry up, Kit.
Go on now. Good luck, Eddie.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Hold it, Sheriff.
See anything?
Look, across the canyon, past the ranch house.
Yeah.
Climbing out of the canyon, going across the ridge.
We'll never catch him now.
He'll shoot the kid in cold blood, cook up some story for the posse. Only one thing to do, Sheriff. Give me your Winchester.
You'll never make it, Cassidy. That's 1,500 yards. Wind blowing, moving target.
I said, give me the rifle.
You're liable to hit the kid.
I've got to try. Better get down and find me a stone for a gun rest.
Ain't that much time. They're almost up to the notch.
Pull up, kid.
Huh? Well, what are we...
I said pull up.
Okay. What's the idea, Mort?
You ain't going no farther, Eddie. You're stopping right here.
Huh?
You turned on me, see? You tried to kill me and make a getaway before that posse caught up. They'll believe that, Eddie. Because that's what they want to believe.
What are you talking about, Mort? Put down that gun!
Why? I'm going to kill you with it, ain't I?
You're crazy, Mort!
No. I'm smart.
The 500, huh? You want...
Cut it. I loved her too, kid. She was going to marry me. Till she heard you were coming back.
Sal? You and Sal?
Yeah. She won't do it no more, though. And you won't either. If you got any prayers, kid, you better stop.
Mort, what happened? Rifle shot. Right through the head.
You all right, kid?
Yeah. He killed Sal. He just told
me. We know.
Golly, 1 second later and he would have... Where were you, Hoppy?
Across the canyon. We saw you heading for the notch.
Mind if I say you're a pretty fair shot with a rifle?
Sheriff. Maybe you better hustle down to the ranch house and head off the posse. They're coming up the canyon now. Tell them we've taken care of the murderer of Sally Langtry.
Kid?
Yes, Sheriff?
Some of the boys outside in the posse want to talk to you.
Why?
Apologize is a kind of weak word to use on a man you've been hell-bent to kill, but it's something along those lines.
I see.
I already gave him a prime piece of my mind. You may as well do the same thing, Eddie.
I think you know how we all feel, kid. Kind of like crawling in the nearest coyote hole and pulling it in after us.
You could have been feeling a lot worse about now, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Eddie. Talk to them.
Don't go away, kid. I'll be right back.
Don't worry. I'll never go away.
You see, I got a lot of apologizing to do, too.
It's all right now. Everything's all right.
You know, Kitty, by tomorrow I'll be known as the best rifle shot in the Southwest.
How's your shoulder feel, honey?
Pretty sore.
A .450 sharp rifle isn't exactly a woman's weapon. I've seen him knock a grown man right off his feet.
I wasn't thinking of that. You see, I thought of Mort right away when you said she'd been killed with a Walker Colt. I knew he had one, but I couldn't believe he'd...
Sure.
Oh, I had the rifle in my hand when I went up to his room to look for the posse. That's when I found Eddie's Frontier with his initials on the handle. That's when I knew it was Mort.
So you just laid the barrel down on the windowsill and pointed her up the trail and...
Don't, Sheriff. I don't want to think about it anymore.
All right, Kitty. Don't worry. The sheriff and I have got a secret to keep, though. Not that I want to ride around with a borrowed reputation. It's because of Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah. Men are funny, Kitty. They got a lot of pride. Like to think they do most everything better than a woman. Don't know exactly how Eddie'd take it if he knew his bride-to-be could hit a moving target at 1,000 yards with a .450 sharp rifle.
Thank you.
This means it's so long from Hopalong Cassidy once again. He's riding back to the Bar 20 bunkhouse to sit with California and all the other waddies round an open fire and tell of the exciting little escapade you just heard. If you'd like more of these two-gun adventures of Hoppy's, don't forget you can see him in the fine Hopalong Cassidy pictures at your local theater. Meanwhile, we're hoping you'll tune in next time Hopalong rides the airwaves to bring you more action out of the Old West. Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. The Sundown Kid was written by Harold Swanton. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is a Commodore production.
And that was from June 5th, 1951. I'm Greg Bell, and the author of that story, Harold Swanton, also wrote for television. Among the series he worked on, Perry Mason, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Wagon Train, The Virginian, Bonanza, and Little House on the Prairie. Well, up next, we'll travel north of the border for Blair of the Mounties. When Radio Was continues, right after this.
Her name was Rose, and she was pretty. And that's all anybody in Dodge knew about the girl.
In the wild expanse of the old Western territories, people came to Dodge City, Kansas to start over, to start some trouble, or to die.
The way a shotgun works, it's all three of us or none of us. Now you hand over that gun.
No. Oh, Slim, why didn't you stay clear?
Now what's this all about?
Rose, I want that gun, and I want it now.
William Conrad stars as Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Gunsmoke collection, Dead or Alive.
Marshal, I wasn't afraid when I grabbed that gun. Does that count for anything?
Counts for a lot, Tom.
I don't have to be ashamed anymore.
No, of course you don't.
I can go home and face folks.
You can face anybody, Tom.
These 27 hard-hitting adventures co-star Parley Bear as Chester, with Howard McNear as Doc, and Georgia Ellis as Kitty.
You lay a hand on me. I'll scratch your eyes out.
Woman of sin, you're going to die.
Not slightly, mister. Now, you keep away from me. You don't want to get blown in half.
You took my gun.
I sure did, mister.
Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, sells for $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST7.
What's the matter, Mr. John?
We're about to have a killing on our hands, Chester.
Get Gunsmoke, Dead or Alive, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code OLDWEST7. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If I asked you to picture a gaming laptop, most people would think of a big, heavy, and clunky computer. You know, the Backbreaker 3000. But that's not the case with the Asus brand of ROG or Republic of Gamers gaming laptops that are built for both power and portability. Interested in bringing your gaming notebook to go? Jeff Campman fills us in on the ROG Flow X13.
So this is a 13-inch 2-in-1, but it's still a gaming laptop. It's still got an 8-core central processing unit. It's still got a graphics processing unit. So you can still pack this up and take it with you. It's only 2.9 pounds in its base state, and you can use any 100-watt USB Type-C adapter to power it on the go.
To find your perfect gaming laptop, head over to rog.asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Here now is Rhys Davies as Colonel Blair of the Mounties and the Cherry Hill Mystery from April 11th, 1938.
Blair of the Mounties, a story of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police. We present the 11th episode in the dramatic series, Blair of the Mounties, being the second part of the Cherry Hill Mystery. Our story finds Inspector Blair on long leave in England. Through his relationship with Colonel Markham, Chief of the County Police, Blair is called in to assist in the solution of a strange murder mystery. Two men in succession have met their death by a strange weapon, which puzzles the local police. As our story opens, we find Blair, Colonel Markham, and Superintendent Coulter discussing the problem.
You ain't a kidding, are you, Inspector?
No, I wouldn't do that, Coulter. But I believe I have the answer to this riddle. And if I'm right, it's a very simple answer.
Simple? I don't see how it could be simple, Jimmy.
Let's look at the facts. Two men have been killed. First, old Dr. Slade, who seemed to have been killed by a rifle bullet fired by young Arthur Slade.
Seemed to have been killed by a bullet? I tell you, there's no doubt about it.
There is a doubt about it. The experts in London don't think that was an ordinary bullet wound.
I don't care what they think. We found the bullet. It had been through the man's body. It fitted the rifle that young Slade was holding when Jarvis found him. They can't get away from that.
I wouldn't be too sure.
Well, of course, if the firearms experts raise an objection and get young Slade off on a technicality, I shall be only too pleased. He's a decent sort, and as long as it doesn't affect our reputation in the county police, there's no harm done.
But it will affect your reputation, and Coulter's especially, as I think you'll see if you'll just let me finish stating these facts.
All right, carry on then.
You arrest young Slade for murder. He's tried, convicted, and sentenced to hang next week. Then the Home Secretary's office digs into the evidence. They get the big experts on the job. The experts say the hole through Dr. Slade's body was not made by a bullet fired from a rifle.
But that's silly. We found the bullet. The markings on it showed that it had been fired from young Slade's rifle. The servants heard the shot. They found young Slade with the rifle in his hand. It had just been fired. Nobody on earth can upset that
case. I think they can.
Well, of course, I'll admit there's one other possibility. This man Jarvis, who was in the next room to young Slade, might have done it. That's what young Slade claimed himself. But Jarvis had an alibi.
I believe Jarvis did fire that shot. I believe he was in the plot to pin the crime on young Slade. But I don't think that shot killed Dr. Slade.
Oh, bless me so. You mean there was two men in it?
Yes, I believe they were trying to remove both young Slade and his father. There's a big fortune there, remember.
And you believe this theory they have in London, that Dr. Slade was killed by some other weapon than a rifle?
I certainly do.
Against all the proved evidence we have?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know, sir. And the way Inspector Blair found that Hamilton murderer, I'm a-putting me money on him, I am.
Well, that's funny. On that Hamilton case, you were dead against Blair. Now you're all for him.
Of course I am. I got a lot of faith in Inspector Blair.
Well, I still don't see how they can upset our case.
What about that second murder? It happened at Cherry Hill, too. The young policeman, Burridge, had the same kind of wound as was found in Dr. Slade's body. Only it didn't go right through. Just went into the heart. And there was no bullet in the body.
Yes, that is rather puzzling. But if you prove that Dr. Slade was not killed by a shot fired from a rifle, that lets Jarvis out.
I don't know about that, Marco, but it lets young Slade out, and that's all to the good.
Yes, that's true. But what we're dealing with is this special inquiry. When the Scotland Yard people start, they move fast. They're sending Kerrigan down by the noon train. I don't want him to steal the show.
I tell you, Colonel Marcus, sir, that's just what he'd do if he gets half a chance. I knows Barney Kerrigan.
Oh, well, let's start from something. I'm interested in this man Jarvis. If he really fired that shot, it could only be to fix the murder on an innocent person, this boy Slade, who is heir to the Slade fortune.
But what about that there bullet?
Oh, just forget the bullet for a minute. Isn't it possible that both these men could have been killed by some silent missile or weapon driven with tremendous force?
But what is this mysterious...
Never mind for the present. Let's invent something to fit the facts. Imagine a steel shaft or dart pointed at one end and perfectly smooth. Let us say it's about a foot in length.
Well, that's a weird idea, but go on.
I'll take the first case of Dr. Slade's death. If such a projectile was driven clear through his body, the murderer could easily conceal it, couldn't he?
Theoretically, that's true.
Right, then take the second case. The murder of Joe Burridge. The thing went in about 7 inches. The murderer could pull it out, couldn't he?
How do you explain the bullet they found near Slade's body?
Still harping on that bullet. All right, who found it?
It was that old Professor Craig. Well, he was the first to get you the body. But he says, armless and old bloke, and he's nearsighted. And he's a friend of the murdered man. And nearsighted is an old blooming bat.
Now, rather funny that a bullet from a high-powered rifle fired at short range would be just lying round, isn't it?
Yes, but it might happen.
Who is Professor Craig, anyhow?
He's a retired professor. Lives next door to Cherry Hill. Writes books and runs a lot of charities. Very wealthy, they say.
What sort of books does he write?
History, mostly. You must have heard of him. James Willington Craig.
Oh, yes. I've read one or two of his books. Quite a famous man.
Look here, Jimmy, we're getting off the track. If you really think there's a chance to turn up something, before Kerrigan gets down, we'd better be moving. Yeah.
This is Blair of the Mounties. We'll be right back after this short break.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. Well, there he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aw. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
You're listening to Blair of the Mounties on When Radio Was.
Here we are, Inspector. That's Cherry Hill. And this is the gate that leads to Professor Clegg's house.
Yes, I see. Let's take a look around. Hello, who's this?
The old professor. Out for a walk, apparently.
All right, better have a talk to him.
Ah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Professor.
What is this? A conference of the forces of the law?
Something like that. We're just taking a look around. Nothing you can tell us, I suppose, Professor.
I fear not, Coulter. My first information came from the servants this morning.
Shake hands with Inspector Blair here. He's going to give us a hand with this here case.
Ah, good afternoon, Inspector. I've heard of your work. Very happy to meet you. Quite refreshing to find a man of intelligence in the police service.
Oh, I mean, that was a nasty one, I must say.
Perhaps, Professor Craig, you'd permit me to ask you a few questions.
Certainly, my dear sir.
Good, then I'll walk along with you. You'll excuse us, Marco?
Of course, go ahead. Coulter and I will have a look at the place where they found poor Burridge.
It's just a few yards from the fence here, sir.
All right, see you later. Yes, you have a beautiful place here, Professor.
Beautiful indeed, sir. And yet a great deal of the charm has gone since the death of my dear friend, Dr. Slade.
Yes. I understand you are an intimate friend of Dr. Slade.
Yes, that is so.
Also that you and he were interested together in certain charitable movements.
That is correct. Recently my life has been devoted largely to the help of my less fortunate brethren. My friend Slade became interested in the work some years ago.
Yes, very fine ideal, Professor.
I feel so, yes, I feel so. Being myself a man of means, I have thought it my duty to do something for others.
I was just wondering, Professor, aren't you the Professor Craig who wrote the book on ancient armor and weapons?
Yes, yes, that was my book. Very fascinating study, Inspector.
Yes, I enjoyed the book immensely. Perhaps, Professor Craig, you can explain a technical point for me.
With pleasure. That is, if I am able to.
I was just thinking over a little problem in archery.
Archery, did you say?
Yes. I understand that the old-fashioned crossbow, while not equal to the ordinary longbow at distant targets, is very deadly at short range.
Short range? Yes, that is quite correct.
And I believe that up to a distance of, say, 50 yards, the steel bolt, or quarrel, I believe it is called, flies absolutely straight.
Up to 50 yards, yes, yes. Perhaps a little more.
Yes. I was thinking, sir, of these two recent murders. Now, put yourself in the position of the murderer. Purely in theory, of course, Professor. Wouldn't a crossbow be a very efficient weapon for such a purpose? Particularly in the hands of one who was a recognized expert with ancient weapons?
Ah, yes, yes. I begin to see your theory, Inspector. It is hard for me to imagine myself in the position of a murderer. You see, being extremely short-sighted would prevent a man like myself from using a crossbow.
But if it could be proved that this short-sightedness was merely assumed, Professor...
Inspector Blair, you are either a very brave man or a very foolish one.
Well, perhaps a little of both. Don't move, Professor. I'm holding a very serviceable little automatic pistol in my right pocket. Come now, Professor. You and I are men who appreciate refinement. It would be distressing to have to kill a man of your attainments.
Ah, quite so. Rather annoying that you should stumble into our little picture. And yet, quite an artistic touch. I should have been prepared. Perhaps I grow old. You'll permit me to smoke a cigarette.
Certainly. But be careful, Professor.
Thanks. Would you care to join me?
No, thanks. Here, drop that. Here. Hello, Marco. Coulter, hurry up. Come on, this way.
Too late, my dear Inspector. I, too, carry a little safeguard. Huh. A very effective poison. I have rather less than a minute.
Hurry up, Coulter.
Why, Blimey, what's wrong, Inspector?
Right here, hurry up.
Goodbye, Inspector. Such a pleasure to meet you.
Why, what's wrong? Is the professor right?
He's gone, I'm afraid.
Gone? What do you mean? Hurry, Coulter, a doctor.
Oh, it's no use. I sprang him on those two murders. He had a little capsule of poison in his cigarette case. Cyanide, I think.
What do you mean?
Why, Inspector, you don't mean as this here old bloke pulled off them murders?
Yes, he's your man, Coulter.
But how did he do it?
Well, it seems he used a crossbow, a very deadly and silent weapon.
A crossbow?
Yes, fires a short steel bolt like a pencil. Quite a novel idea.
Strike me pink, that's right. Why, there's one of them things on the stand of old armor in the professor's house.
But that was rather dangerous, Jimmy, to spring it on him like that. Why didn't you wait?
Had to take a chance, Marco. There's a taxi coming up the road. Looks like a Scotland Yard man. Yeah. Not much time left. It came out all right.
But how did you tumble to the crossbow?
Why, it had to be something like that. Ever read Craig's History of Ancient Weapons?
Yes, but...
Well, this is your man. And it looks as if that's Kerrigan coming now. All right, I'll leave it to it.
Here, hold on, Inspector.
No, I'm going to duck. This is your show. Go ahead, Coulter. Tell him the tale.
Colonel Markham, sir?
Yes. Is that my name?
Morning, sir. Hello, Calder.
Good morning, Barney. This is Inspector Kerrigan, CID, sir.
What can I do for you, Kerrigan?
I have instructions to take over the inquiry on the Slade murder. Hello, what's this? Somebody hurt?
It's all right, Barney, old sport. That's the murderer.
What?
Sure, the case is all over. He's the bloke that did it, just committed suicide. And I got all the evidence.
Well, congratulations. By the way, we picked up this man Jarvis at Folkestone. It seems that he and Professor Gregg were working a bogus charity racket. In the event of Slade's son dying, all the Slade fortune went to Craig's charities. But I suppose you know all that.
Of course we do. Them's only the blooming details. Main thing is to get the murderer.
Well, really, Coulter, beats me how you did it.
Oh, that's easy. Ever do any fly fishing?
Fly fishing? Why, yes, but I don't see.
No, you wouldn't understand. It's dropping sometime, and I'll give you a few pointers.
You have heard the 11th chapter in the dramatic series, Blair of the Mounties. Our next episode is entitled, The Train Wreckers, a story of the troop movement in Canada at the outbreak of the World War.
That was The Cherry Hill Mystery from April 11th, 1938, written by Rhys Davies, who also provided the voice of Blair. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we played a Hopalong Cassidy episode written by Harold Swanton, and I mentioned he also wrote quite a bit for television. My question, though, is about his first film credit. His story, Appointment with Murder, was the basis of a 1948 motion picture. It featured a character named Michael Waring. But do you know his better-known detective moniker? I'll have the answer and wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on 3 CDs.
Troubles, troubles, troubles. Troubles is all in the world I see. I heard about the way you over.
The Blues Bible pays tribute to the music of some of the original and most influential blues artists of all time, such as B.B. King, Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, T-Bone Walker, Bo Diddley, Johnny Guitar Watson, and many more.
Heartaches and troubles. Something I never knew.
Order the Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. An unbelievable value for 60 songs on 3 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES77.
All for your feet. Take you home with me.
Worship the Blues Bible Collection at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code BLUES77 to save on shipping.
Evil is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember BLUES77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about a 1948 motion picture known as Appointment with Murder. And I mentioned that the lead character was named Michael Waring, but was better known by his detective moniker. The answer, the Falcon. Based on a literary character, there were also a couple of radio versions of the Falcon as well. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her. You can learn more about this show, though, at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show,
The Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.